Let's let it ride.
The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioPrint services.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to come back home.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. It's week 8 of the 2018 football season, and tonight the 3-4 Clay County Bulldogs are facing their second straight lengthy road trip. Jake Johnson and his black and gold dogs have made the 135-mile southward commute to beautiful Finley Stadium, where they'll be facing the 2-3 Sail Creek Panthers. Panther head coach Ron Cox looks to get his team to an even 500 on the season, while the visitors from Salina are seeking the same. Sit back, settle in, and join us tonight from Chattanooga, Tennessee, as we prepare for the second-ever matchup between the Sail Creek Panthers and the Clay County Bulldogs.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County Turns to Us for Auto, Life, and Home Insurance,
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles,
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call a contractor that's used to it.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to stop in to pick up their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. This is the CarQuest pregame show in our eighth game of calling live Bulldog football action in this 2018 season. For the fourth time this year, we're on the road with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll do my best to bring you the play-by-play action tonight. I'm proud to be accompanied this evening by our network producer and resident traveler, Rob Edwards. Coach, you've covered a lot of miles these last 2 days.
I have been some distance, Daniel, that's for sure. But happy to be here in Chattanooga tonight in this nice facility we're sitting in.
Hopefully, and here in a little bit, we'll get Coach to open up and tell us about the trip he made up to see Tyreek Key over the last day practice basketball. Also joining us tonight is our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Great to be here with you two, as always, guys. Another long road trip. But what about the setup we've got here at Finley Stadium? I don't quite know how to handle it, guys.
No, it's a little bit beyond our reckoning. We've never been in something like this. Very nice looking down on this beautiful facility, and we've got windows between us and the crowd. We can't hear anything tonight.
That's right. Won't have the crowd noise we're used to. Sometimes we're sitting right amongst it. We're very isolated tonight here behind the glass, but the beautiful view as we look out on UT Chat's field here. The Dogs are getting a treat, too, by getting to play at this next-level facility, and that's got to be cool for them. And tonight's a chance for them to gain a little confidence after things haven't gone their way in quite a while. But last week was a big step for them, I thought. Even though they lost, they showed some signs, opened up their offense, and I really like the heart they showed against what was a top-notch Joe Burden's team, Daniel. Their record may not have shown it, but when they got Herring back in the backfield, he was a difference maker. And I thought they held up pretty well, especially in that second half.
Yeah, the three games that Joe Burns had lost consecutively coming into that, Herring hadn't played. And as you mentioned, the second half, we won that second half 12-8 in that contest.
That's true. The Dogs really gave it their all. And, of course, that's what we try to do here on the Horizon Sports Network every week. But we wouldn't get to make these trips or be on the air each week without our sponsors, guys. We say this every week, but
yeah,
they make it happen. We want to make sure they understand how important they are to us. So, folks, if you enjoy being able to tune in for Bulldog football each week, we want to ask you to let those sponsors know you listen. Thank them for their support of the Horizon Sports Network. It's really
really a big deal that everybody's gotten behind us here in our second year of broadcasting. Another thing we want to ask you to do is pick up a copy of the Del Holla Horizon newspaper each week to follow up these broadcasts with full details, pictures, and more from each game each week, because the Horizon Sports Network is simply an extension of our coverage in print. And the paper needs their support too, Dan.
Well, of course so. And, you know, I know I don't know the ins and outs, but I bet it's difficult for a small community to have a weekly paper and to make ends meet sometimes. And I love to see the Horizon and hope it continues just like the Horizon Sports Network.
Well, we appreciate that. Speaking of the paper, last week's paper chronicled the Dogs' defeat, just like we talked about it, Joe Burns. But they made the Red Devils earn that crucial 4A victory. And in case you missed it, folks, here's what was in print as we dive into the Horizon Weekly Recap. The headline read, Dogs Show Resolve in Joe Burns' Loss. The story told how, despite getting down big in the first half, Clay County showed toughness and what head coach Jake Johnson described as a little backbone in the final two quarters as they won the second half, like you said, Daniel, and built some confidence. He talked about how that was something his team could build on. And the Dogs opened up their offense too, Daniel. Had good balance, as your scoring summary was taken from the newspaper is going to show.
It certainly will. Unfortunately, that summary does initially begin with Joe Burns, though, whose big playability was on full display in the opening half as they put up four touchdowns with an explosive ground game, which surged them to a 31-8 lead at intermission. Their first score came with just a minute going off the clock, but Clay County immediately answered to take an 8-7 lead on junior Mason Sharp's 44-yard dash to the end zone, which was paired with a 2-point run from senior Jared Markham. The score inspired the Clay County defense to force a Red Devil 3-and-out on the ensuing possession, but the first of three interceptions thrown by junior Jake Ashok ended the Dogs' second scoring bid. Joe Burns wasted no time capitalizing as they turned the interception into points just four plays later on the last snap of the first quarter. A Red Devil two-pointer followed, and Clay County found themselves trailing 15-8 heading into the second stanza. That's where Joe Burns took advantage and built what turned out to be an insurmountable lead. Although the Dogs did march 67 yards to pay dirt on 13 plays to open up the third quarter, and that drive began with Sharp bursting up the middle on the initial first down, continued with three straight completions by Ashlock, and ended with senior B.J. Yamberton elevating to snatch a 6-yard touchdown out of midair through the period. The strike sliced the Joe Burns lead to 31-14, but they again answered with an explosive play to regain a 3-score advantage, 39-14, early in the fourth quarter. Clay County then tacked on one more with another sharp touchdown run to account for the final score, and that was Joe Burns 39, Clay County 20.
You know, it was a 19-point margin, but like Coach Johnson said, something to build off of in that second half. And also that emergence of that offense. After debuting that offense the week prior, Daniel, Johnson added to it against Joe Burns by opening up to the passing game and produced 309 yards on 53 plays overall. You know, we haven't seen that 300 mark in several games.
We've not. We had grown accustomed to it, thought it was going to be the staple each and every week, and we saw that that was not the case, and it felt good to get back there. And I know it felt even better for the players.
I'm sure it did. And that run-pass ratio was almost exactly even in the balance attack. Ashlock was 15 for 26 with a touchdown. Did have the three INTs for 125 yards through the air. And he had 9 completions to our TDS top performer of the night, B.J. Emerton, who had 72 yards, and that amazing touchdown that probably nobody but B.J. Emerton could have made.
Very athletic is B.J. Coach Edwards could probably be more accurate about what his vertical leap might be, but it's pretty impressive.
It was, and it was showcased for sure on that play. Ashlock also hit Markham twice for 26 yards, Sharp once for 9 yards. Sage Tiernan got his first catch of his career for 5 yards. Sophomores Bryson Burchett had one for 9 yards, and Jacob Burnett caught one for 4 yards. Sharp was the leading rusher with 9 carries for 74 yards in the 2 TDs you chronicled, while Markham rushed 14 times for 45 yards in the 2-point conversion. Ashlock had 2 big scrambles, one for 15, one for 20 yards for a total of 35 on the night. And Burks, along with that explosive run, had another carry, so he had 2 for 30 yards. And that rounded out the run game, which totaled 184 yards on 27 carries. Defensively, sophomore Dalton Goad was the leading tackler with 5. Burnett and senior Zach Strong had four each. Burks had three. Emerton, two. Sharp, two. Senior Hayden Cherry, two. Junior Michael Herrera had two. Freshman Wade Coons, two. Others getting in on action with a solo tackle apiece were seniors Joseph Jolin, Dakota McGee, Austin Ritter, and Tiernan, along with Burchett and junior Wesley Walker. Defensively, it's good to see Goad at the top again. I really like the burst, Coach Johnson moving him around a little bit.
Yeah, I do too. We talked about his versatility on the way home, how he could play nose guard, defensive tackle, defensive end, or probably even inside linebacker with his speed for Clay County. And especially with John Copeland out, with Will Ogletree and Clark Donaldson, who has not got to play a snap all season, Goad's the leader there.
He is. And then, folks, next week you can get all the information just like we went through in your Dale Hall of Horizon, details from tonight's game, pictures by CCHS Media Group, who do a great job for us. So pick up that paper next week to see that. Also, we want to ask you to remind your friends that we're on air tonight. Daniel, I hear all the time great comments about our broadcast. Then you'll run into somebody that doesn't even know we do it.
That's right. That's right. Hurts my feelings a little bit to think that folks are just starting out daily talking about this.
That's right. But if we could get everybody listening right now, just to text or call their friends, let them know we're on the air, get them to tune in for us.
And it is a Thursday nighter. They may think that we're going to play ball tomorrow night. If you're listening and you know somebody, they may think tomorrow night's the game. It's tonight, folks.
It is. Kickoff's quickly approaching, folks. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Dogs versus Panthers here at beautiful Finley Stadium, live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of pro hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're back here on the CarQuest pregame show, getting ready for Sail Creek and Clay County, and now it's time for How They Fired from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Coach Edwards, I'll turn it over to you.
Guys, Jackson County went to 1-6 last week after a 14-42 loss at Cascade.
Who did they beat? They're 1-6. Red Bullin?
They beat Red Bullin.
They beat Red
Bullin.
Yes. You know, a tough year for Coach Loftus
up there. Jackson is idle this week, as are several teams on our schedule here, as you'll find out as we go down. Red Bull and Springs 0-6 after a 36-0 loss to Houston County. They are also idle this week. This is two of the last 3 weeks they've been idle. I noticed that they only have a 9-game schedule, which is something not usual.
That's true. That's true.
Republic High School got their third win in school history by beating Pickett County 46-0. They are now 3-4. tonight they are at Joe Burns, and what'll probably be an interesting game, I think.
It could be. I mean, you know, it probably depends on if Herring's playing or not. They've definitely got more explosives than Republic does, but up front, you know, could be a battle. We battle with them a little bit.
That's true. That's true. Republic's capable. Got to favor the Red Devils, though.
You do.
I apologize if I keep saying tonight. I know I just said that they're at Joe Burns tonight, but it is tomorrow night. So, Mount Juliet Christian Academy picked up their second loss of the season to Friendship Christian School by a score of 48-7. They are now 4-2. They are idle this week. I'm trying to say this week, maybe. Monterey High School lost to Gordonsville in a game that had three or four lead changes in the fourth quarter. I know I kept getting updates from Coach West there at Monterey. He was in the stadium. And,
well, I'm glad you revealed your source. I wondered. I thought Coach T really had a good game going there that night. Coach West, appreciate him for keeping us updated on that one last week. That was a joy to keep up with.
Yeah, back and forth battle.
Monterey went to 2-5 with that loss. They are also idle this week. East Robertson lost their second game of the season, fell to 5-2 after a 42-0 shutout at the hands of Trousdale County.
I was a little surprised at that score, I have to say. Pretty scary how the Yellow Jackets, how good they may be if they handled the Indians like that.
Yeah, because East Robertson's a good team. We don't know the tale of injuries, perhaps, or stuff like that, but that one-sided win.
You know, we typically don't talk about Trousdale much, but tonight we were talking on the way down here about they've got a big matchup tomorrow night with Whitwell.
They do. Be a nice one to travel over to the Creek Bank to watch. Could potentially be a first-round matchup for us again. Whitwell's ranked in the top five, I think, in the state, and Trousdale, I'm sure, is up there in AA, too.
With 39-20 win over us, over Clay County, Joe Burns moved to 3-3. As we said, they play Republic tonight. These Fell Creek Panthers fell to 2-3 after a 36-6 loss to Lookout Valley. Pickett County fell to 2-4 after being shut out by Republic, 46-0. Pickett is at Gordonsville tomorrow night. And speaking of Gordonsville, with that win at Monterey, they improved to 4-2 on the season. Clay County's opponents last week were 3-7 overall and currently have a 26-37 overall record. Guys, region standings. Currently, Gordonsville's 3-0, Joe Burns 2-0, Clay County 2-2, Pickett County 1-1, Monterey 1-2, Republic 1-2, Red Bowling Springs 0-3. There's still a lot of football to be played, though.
There is, and we were talking about that on the way up, too. You know, went into last week, Clay County did, in hopes of a win to set up the school's first ever home playoff game. And we kind of talked about it on the way up here. We thought maybe that was the only shot, but there's still some scenarios where that could happen, Daniel.
Yeah, they could finish second. I don't think they can't finish first, but I think it is mathematically possible to finish second. Need some help along the way, and we've got to help ourselves win against Pickett and Gordonsville both.
That's true.
This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. About 38 minutes from kickoff, we hope you will stick with us here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
the wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show. We do understand we experienced a little technical difficulty a moment ago. We had a something flashed up on the screen, said we had low bandwidth or something. Hopefully it'll stay strong, though. And if you lost us, you've already tuned back in, because it is time for about a Bulldog history brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. The Bulldogs and Panthers have only met once prior to tonight's contest. That was in last year's 42-12 Clay County win. Thanks to that victory, the Dogs do hold a one-game winning streak in the series and a perfect 1-0 record. Quickly, three stats from last year's game, individual numbers that reach certain milestones that we keep up with. First of all, rushing yardage, 160 yards a year ago, Jared Markham. He had two carries in that game, the first two, one for 87-yard touchdown, the other about 40. He had two carries for 120-something yards and two scores on his first two attempts. Hopefully we'll see that again tonight. Passing yardage, 163 yards, Jake Ashlock, and Dylan Maxfield, who used to be the anchor in the middle, gone now from us. He had 19 tackles in that contest last year. With that short series history complete, we're going to go ahead and move on to announcing the next team on the Horizon Sports Network Power Rankings Top 10. The teams so far have been 10th, 1981, 9th, 1983, 8th, 1958, 7th, 1989, 6th, 1985, 5th, 1968, and last week we unveiled the 1974 team as the number 4 on the power rankings. If you've missed a prior broadcast, you can easily access those below our live player at www.dalehallhorizon.com/listen. Without any further delay, it's time for the number 3 team in the Horizon Sports Network power rankings. The year was 1955. Singer Bill Hayes topped the U.S. charts for 5 weeks with the Ballad of Davy Crockett, and a coonskin cap craze began. Actor James Dean was killed in an automobile accident. Rosa Parks refused to give up her bus seat in Montgomery, Alabama. And John Peoples began his first of 15 years as head coach of the Salina Bulldogs. After an outstanding 2-year stint as head coach at Salina, Clifton Carter returned to his hometown of Tompkinsville, Kentucky, leaving the head job vacant for his assistant, John Peoples. The Dogs were coming off their greatest season to date, 1954. Then they had amassed a 9-2 record and appeared in Hartsville's inaugural Tobacco Bowl. Fortunately for the young Peoples, there were many key starters from that squad returning. The 1955 edition of the Bulldogs had one of their closest contests in the season's opener against Jackson County, winning 12-7. The second game was highly anticipated by the Black and Gold as they were to meet their arch nemesis, Livingston Academy. The Wildcats had beaten Salina not once, but twice the prior year, both 1-point victories. This time around, it was a 13-0 Bulldog win. Lopsided wins over York, Carthage, and Monterey put Salina at a perfect 5-0 and ranked 18th in the Tennesseans' all-classification mid-state action rankings. The sixth game of the year with Gallatin would be canceled due to heavy rainfall. The remainder of the regular season saw wins over Lafayette, Tompkinsville, Kentucky, Baxter, and Ray County. And I briefly want to pause and mention that speaking with Coach Teeples before he passed away several years ago, he said in this first season, the win over Tompkinsville was perhaps his most memorable because Coach Carter, who had just left, was the head coach at Tompkinsville with the Bears at the time. Very special win to him. All those years later, he singled it out as a big win for him personally. And those wins, as I said, were over Lafayette, Tompkinsville, Baxter, and Ray County, otherwise known as Dayton High School. The 1955 Bulldogs had completed the perfect season. They were undefeated at 9-0 and ranked 14th in the action ratings, behind schools that either now in the present day are in the private division or they're in the uppermost classifications of the TWSWA. The reward for their stellar performance was a second consecutive appearance in Hartsville's Tobacco Bowl. Their opponent was to be the Nashville Interscholastic League's Class A champion, the 9-1, 13th-ranked Madison Rams. I've got here an article taken directly from the Tennessean, a write-up on that contest. I'd like to read it off to you here and let you have a feel for what took place in this massive contest. This was more than just a football game. It was a cultural event in the town of Hartsville. They had planned this for weeks and weeks ahead. Salina was invited into the game once they won their seventh contest and were bowl eligible. They immediately were invited. It took Madison several more weeks to be recruited by Hartsville's quarterback club. And over 3,000 fans had attended the inaugural Tobacco Bowl. That's a huge number, over 3,000. We've not had a crowd like that in John Temple's Field in history. And this one was. So let's look at what happened in this 1955 Tobacco Bowl game. Madison's ponderous but sometimes unwieldy Rams beat a fighting Salina 11, 14-7, here yesterday afternoon before 6,000 fans at the second annual Tobacco Bowl.
Wow.
The lightweight, fast Salina Bulldogs outgained the Rams 280 yards to 114 and made 18 first downs for the Clay Countyans to Madison's 4 over the rained on field. But the Rams had Jimmy Fry, a fleet 170-pound halfback who took the second half kickoff on a crisscross and raced all the way 83 yards for the second Ram marker. Fry carried the ball from scrimmage only 4 times, but his kickoff return was the difference. Charlie Bond, Salina's T quarterback-tailback combination, showed himself to be one of the best and coolest passers in the area. He passed 18 times, completed 7 for 80 yards. Twice he was thrown for deep losses. Numerous times he passed as the heavy Ram four wall closed in on him. Except for that tremendous kickoff return by Fry, the Rams had the ball only 2 series of downs in the second half. The second time they got the ball was with a minute to go in the game, and they ran out the clock. Vaughn's favorite targets were end Paul Garrett, who made one real one-handed circus catch, and Joni Leeds, a 128-pound halfback, who also did a lot of running for the Bulldogs. The Rams got their first touchdown midway through the second period with a 75-yard march highlighted by the running of Lloyd Jones, who got away for 120-yard jaunt. Carl Jones, 210-pound tackle fullback alternate, bowled over from the 3 with the score. Lloyd added the extra on a plunge. During the first half, the Rams stopped 2 Salina drives, one at the Ram 5 when Hog Denson fell on a fumble of a pitch out by Billy Masters, and one at the Ram 25 when Lloyd Jones recovered a fumble. The Bulldogs ate up the third period with their 86-yard scoring march. They moved the distance in 16 plays with Joe Leeds slipping over from the 1. It looked like he went under the big defending Madison lineman. Salina started another long drive in the fourth period, but lost the ball on downs at the Ram 12. With a minute left in the game, the Bulldogs were on the Ram 27, apparently on the way for a tying touchdown. But Carl Bailey intercepted a Vaughn pass on the 10 and ran it back to the 20 to give the Rams room to run out the clock. The Ram 4 wall, which runs over 200 pounds from tackle to tackle, was expected to be the big factor in the game, and in the final analysis, it may have been. At times, Salina's right backs looked out on their feet after a mass mauling by the bigger boys, some of whom weighed twice as much as Eads. Salina fullback Bernice Scott, a 165-pound charger, had the best day rushing with 81 yards and 13 tries. Eads got 53 and 8 tries for a 6.6-yard average. Lloyd Jones topped the Ram rushing production with 57 yards and 8 tries. Ray Becker, small substitute halfback, played an outstanding defensive game for the Rams. Billy Westmoreland, Fred Melton, and Scott did a bang-up job in holding the Madison offense to a standstill for most of the game. Salina used 12 players in the entire game, the starters and Earl Davis, who gave Masters rest at infrequent intervals. The bowl win was a big one for the Rams, who in their third year of football picked up the Nashville Interscholastic League Class A Football Championship and won their first postseason appearance. For Salina, it was the second heartbreaking loss in the Tobacco Bowl. They dropped a one-point decision to Livingston in the first game last year. It was practically the same team which played yesterday. The Hartsville Quarterback Club, which sponsors the annual high school postseason football contest, awarded trophies to both teams. The crowd, which braved the threatening sky to fill the stadium and then sat through the rain until the final minutes of play, was well rewarded, not only by the game, but by a splendid halftime show. Tennessee State University's marching band presented the same halftime program which they gave at the Rams-Bears professional football game in Chicago on November the 13th. The Madison Ram team mascot came in with the Gritters despite a mishap en route. The Ram jumped from the truck and cut his legs, but he was his usual balky self at the game. And that does conclude that write-up out of the Tennessee and about that historic 1955 Tobacco Bowl. A lot of legendary names that we mentioned there. If you grew up around Salina, most of them are in the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. And according to the power rankings, the 1955 team ranks third in the area of winning percentage. Their offense ranks fifth, while their defense ranked fourth. Their point differential rank of third and their bowl appearance places the 1955 team as the third best all-time team. Thomas, you've got a roster there. There are a few incomplete pieces of it. Coach Edwards actually took it to his father-in-law, Bobby Westmoreland, who was a member of this team the other day. Tried to have Bobby fill out some of the information. He did a great job helping us out. There are two players who we could not identify in the picture. I believe they were probably freshmen on the squad. There was another one we knew the last name was Kendall, but did not know the first name or the class. Five individuals, Mouse Cummins, Chester Stover, Cobby Hayes, Frank Harden, and Melvin Brown, could identify them in the picture. Didn't know the class, and I'm going to stop and turn this over to you. This is usually your part, Thomas, but I did want to explain. We were a little bit unknown about some of them, but thanks to former head coach Bobby Westmoreland helping us out.
That's for sure, Daniel. And I tell you what, I really enjoyed that article there. I know it was quite lengthy, folks, but you know, just hearing the way they wrote back then was pretty special for me, the different verbiage and the explanations and such, the details to that. So appreciate you sharing that, and appreciate you finding that one, Daniel. There was those five unknown, and then we had four freshmen and probably more, Harold Watson, Earl Davis, whose nickname was Spears. You said these nicknames were in the book.
In the yearbook.
In the yearbook,
right.
Actually. And then Kyle Cherry, Paul Douglas Foot Barlow, Foot being his nickname, so that rounded out the freshmen. Three sophomores, Jack Butler, who they called Campy, Jimmy Rodent Lynn, and then Jimmy Punk Smith made up the sophomores. And then Billy Joe Masters, who they called Bird, and then Coach Jonell Eads, wasn't a coach on this team, he was a star running back, they called him Monk. Of course, Bobby Woodler Westmoreland, Howard Varmint Emerton, Fred Archie Melton, Robert T. Kettle Smith, and then Ira Curtis Jr. Hunter, who they called Bug, and that made up the seven juniors. Four seniors on this, the great Billy Boogie Westmoreland, they called him. Of course, the world-famous smallmouth fisherman also, besides a good football player and coach, Burness Skull Scott, and Charles Vaughn, who they called Romeo, Daniel.
Yeah.
And then Paul Garrett, whose nickname was Nanner. And then we had the two managers, Charlie Westmoreland and Ivan Turner. And an assistant coach under the great Robert M. Teeples was Benny Sidwell. So a lot of big names again, Daniel, and a pleasure to be able to announce them.
Looking here through these upperclassmen, I know all four seniors mentioned, Billy Westmoreland, Bernice Scott, Charlie Vaughn, Paul Garrett, all are Clay County Sports Hall of Famers. Paul Mark Garrett introduced just this past year. and several of the others here, Bobby Westbourne, Joe Neal-Leeds, Fred Melton, Robert T. Kittle Smith, a lot of those guys all in the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. I wish we had statistics we could share with you. We don't, but you know what? The most important statistic, 9-0 regular season. Those rankings I listed off, they were in the top five in all categories. Charles Vaughn, he was actually voted by all coaches he played against as all mid-state quarterback. And that's something we might say lightly now. This was at a time he was all mid-state first team in with all the privates, all the large schools, only 13 teams in the state of, in the mid-Tennessee area. Ranked above this small school single-A football team in an all-classification time. So very
kind of like the Tennessean does the all-mid-state 20 right now,
yeah.
I think they release each week. And, of course, that includes Brentwood Academy and some of the 6A schools and all of those. So very similar to being in that mid-state top weekly 20.
Certainly so, certainly so. And joining Charles Bond, there, as we said, All-Mid-State first team, making All-Mid-State third team, still very impressive, Billy Westmoreland, the senior lineman on that team. Lots of great players. Those same guys were there in 19 and 54, helping them the year before. And we might hear a little bit more about those guys, the 54 squad, over the next two coming weeks. Was the number three team in the power rankings, ladies and gentlemen, 1955. If you had trouble hearing part of the broadcast because of the difficulties, go back to the archives link there and listen to it in its entirety later. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278, or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to stop in to pick up their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest pregame show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's road trip south to Chattanooga, where the Dogs will take on Sail Creek at UT Chattanooga's Finley Stadium. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, appreciate you having us over, like always.
Hey, you know you're always welcome. Our doors are always open to you guys.
Let's go back to last week. Again, you never want to lose one, but I thought pretty good step for your program as you made Joe Burns earn that one down the stretch.
Well, and that, we're starting to find our identity. You know, we've had to shake a few things up, move a few things around, but the establishment of being more balanced, you know, is where we're getting at. Teams started to load the box on us. We've got to be able to empty that some, throw the ball around. But as far as us hanging in there, you know, there was points where we could have hung our head, but we kept playing. And that's something we haven't seen in a while.
And you talked about in the newspaper kind of something to build on moving forward here as we head down the home stretch of the season.
Absolutely. I know the moral victories aren't something, you know, you want to celebrate too much and too often. But when you're trying to build something, you definitely got to focus in on the positive. There was several positives.
I thought so, too. But they came out and kind of smacked us in the mouth right off the bat, scored with just a minute or so going off the clock. Kind of caught us off guard. But we responded early.
We did. And, you know, once again, we never hung our heads. We came in, drove right down the field, capped off by a pretty sizable run by Mason Sharp. Kind of see a resurgence of him. He's been quiet here lately.
Yeah, I like that explosive out of Sharp. And then after that, miscues kind of put that thing out of reach early for us. But you know what? Instead of laying down at halftime, your team didn't quit and kind of stuck with the Red Devils in that second half.
Oh, absolutely. You're right. But, I mean, anytime, unfortunately, you know, football, 9 times out of 10, if you lose the turnover battle, you're probably not going to win the game. But little things still when you tighten up on.
And in that game, we kind of saw the emergence of Jake Ashlock in the passing game, I thought. We saw a little bit of it the week prior, but Jake kind of really came into his own, especially with a short route.
Right, and that's what he's good at, is, you know, he's got a big live arm. Let's get him out from under center. I'm not saying, you know, throw it deep every play. Hey, but the quick passing game is just as good as the running game.
Right.
You know, we've got to do something to alleviate that box and get guys like Mason Sharp and Jared Markham some space. You know, we got to get some pressure off those guys, get them success. You've seen a little bit more out of it because of that.
We did, and you touched on it, that huge run from Mason Sharp on that first drive. He and B.J. Emerson kind of have breakout performances for the season anyway. I know B.J.'s had some big games in the past, but I think B.J. had 9 catches for over 70 yards and a touchdown. Then of course, Sharp, the 44-yard explosive and 2 touchdowns. Talk about those two and the impact they bring to this Clay County offense.
Well, when it comes down to this, it is something we have really been trying to evaluate. How are we going to get our playmakers the ball? And a kid like Emberton, way outside, an outside receiver, he's kind of limited to the things he can do to help us. But, you know, we got him a couple sweeps that he did well on. He really ate him up in the slot. And, you know, Mason, great kid, going to be a fantastic player for us. Hadn't played football in a while. So we're trying to get a feel for what he can do. We know he's a great athlete, but we've got to start trying to create mismatches with what we have. And that's what we've been focusing on. It's shown a little bit last week.
I agree with you. It was a loss, though, and we kind of needed that one to reach your goal that you set when you got here of a home playoff game. Not going to happen this year, but, you know, there's still plenty to play for. We got two we need to take care of business at, and then still a statement game left on the schedule, plus the playoffs are still squarely in our sight.
Oh, absolutely. We've got to win. You know, this is a must-win. Every game's must-win, in my opinion. But, you know, there's still a lot left to play for. There is still postseason aspirations. That is not out of the equation, and the winning season's still not out of the equation. But we have got to fix us. That is the most important thing, is, you know, we have got to get better at what we do before we need to consistently compete with anybody.
And, of course, the next step comes tonight at a next-level facility. Talk about Finley Stadium and maybe the challenges that's going to bring to your team. I know you said the layout's even different, but a totally different atmosphere. Even for us going in, we're kind of excited about it as a broadcast team, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a nice facility, huge facility. I played on it one time, senior high school. There was a playoff game down there. But, you know, it's a whole new world. Even our landmarks on, like, kickoff and stuff have changed because the hashes are different. But, you know, it's an exciting opportunity for these kids to, you know, a lot of them haven't experienced anything like that.
Right. Well, like I say, we're looking forward to going down there ourselves. Pretty long road trip, but talk about Sail Creek a little bit. They're no perennial power. We kind of know, you know, they had limited success in the last few years, but I'm sure they pose some threats, Coach.
Absolutely, and they're not playing terrible football right now. They've got a few things that can hurt us, you know. They've got a pretty good athlete at fullback, another quarterback. You know, they've got some speed there that could give us some problems. But, you know, once again, like I say every week, if we establish ourselves, it really doesn't matter who we're playing.
Well, give us one key, Coach. Is it about – you keep saying it's about us, and I agree with you. If we go down there and play Bulldog football, it should take care of itself. Give us one key tonight, and how do you feel about the outcome of this one if we can pull that key off?
The key is, you know, we win the turnover battle. That's number one. That's something we've been focused in on all week. You know, our effort, I feel like, is getting better. Our mentality is getting better. But, hey, the recipe's always the same. Control the clock. Let's score some points. Let's get some three and outs and win the turnover battle.
All right, Coach. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us again today, and good luck tonight. Folks, we'll be back here in 2 weeks with Coach Johnson because we've got a bye week next week. We'll be here to preview the Dogs' home game with Pickett County. We hope you'll join us then. This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson. Brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278, or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to stop in to pick up their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Up next, we return here to the CarQuest pregame show, and it's time for the Homer Improvement Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Thomas, long road trip tonight. Let's get going offensively here.
Well, I think that Bulldog offense got a little confidence in what they're capable of last week, Daniel, especially with that opening drive of the second half, where they put together 13 or 14 plays and drove the length of the field with a mix of the run and the pass. The balance was impressive, and I think we see more of that tonight. Clay County has a big night on that side of the ball, and I think we see some explosives. Big plays will be the difference in this one.
I'd love to call a few of them. What about defense?
The Bulldog defense kind of taken a beating over the past few weeks, but the competition has been pretty stiff, Daniel. Tonight's a different story. Sill Creek doesn't have that type of attack we've seen lately, so tonight we've got an even playing field for the first time in a while and a chance to dominate. So I don't think the Panthers can slow down the penetration of that Clay County front, and I think we see the Dogs live in their backfield tonight. I'm not going to say it's going to be a shutout, but Panther points could be few and far between if this Bulldog defense comes to play, and I think they will.
I agree. What about the overall key?
Well, this is a game we're supposed to win. We haven't played one of those in a while, like we said. So I think bringing the same intensity we saw in the second half at Joe Burns is the key, Daniel. Don't get caught up playing down to the competition. Play up tonight. Can't hold anything back because they need to come in here and blow out Sail Creek. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's time. They know it. And I think that's what we see tonight. All Bulldogs in this one, Daniel.
I like it.
That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Chattanooga skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. Temperature currently here in Chattanooga is 85 degrees. At halftime, it should cool off to 82, and around 9 o'clock at the end of the game, 78 degrees. Humidity is 54%. No precipitation is falling today, and none is expected throughout the contest. There is a wind out of the northwest at 2 miles per hour. This has been the weather report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. As we approach kickoff, let's go ahead and do the final word here on the Carquest pregame show, brought to us by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland. Coach Edwards, we've struggled to get this section in the last few games. I'm going to make sure it happens tonight. Here you go.
I appreciate the opportunity, Daniel. Well, you know, the final word, I think two or three things here. Long bus ride. I think it coaches smart enough to break it up a little bit with a couple stops. That always helps. You don't know how kids are going to react playing in this type of environment. Typically playing a much smaller venue. Maybe we have big eyes early or something. I'm not sure, but it comes down to just we're on a 4-game skid. Really comes down to grit and determination and how. How Coach Johnson has kept these, managed to keep these kids up and keep the morale high on the team and come in here and play a Sail Creek team that's a home game for them.
Sure. Yeah, they're 2-3. Each team, with a win, whoever wins tonight's going to get the 500.
Right.
Before, the Panthers have been playing pretty good ball, as Coach Johnson said. So, it is somewhat of a challenge, and I agree with, Coach Edwards on that one.
All right, folks, that final word was brought to you by Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. I believe the Panthers will receive to open this contest. Let's go ahead and do the Subway starting defensive lineup, brought to you by your local Subway restaurant on the bypass and slide. The Dogs change tonight from a 50 to a 4-3 defense. We'll see defensive tackles Wade Coons and Jonathan Maynard, defensive ends Dalton Golden, Zach Strong, inside backers Mason Sharp, Wesley Walker, and Hayden Cherry, cornerbacks Jacob Burnett and Bryson Burchett, safeties B.J. Emberton and Wyatt Burks. Clay County is the visiting team here tonight, and let me go ahead and read the rest of that. That was the Subway starting defensive lineup, brought to you by your local Subway restaurant on the bypass in Salina, inviting Bulldog fans to try one of their new signature wraps or stop in to pick up their favorite sandwich. Subway. Fresh is what we do. And the ball is kicked off on the field, and immediately a flag is thrown. Clay County, the visiting team tonight, we're here in a nice press box furnished here at Finley Stadium. They're going to be traveling from left to right from our vantage point. Sail Creek going to receive, and we've Clay County kick team member crossed the line before the kicker did, Thomas.
I think so. Like I say, getting off the bus off that long ride, I think the Dogs are a little off their game to start here, Daniel.
Looks like they are. We're a little further away from the playing field than we've ever been here on the Horizon Sports Network. We'll do our best to bring you the Sail Creek players. I think we'll be able to recognize our own guys pretty good. I do think that is senior Zach Strong with the kicking duties here for Clay County. Usually you kick off from the 40-yard line that you're in the field in high school football. Now it's backed up to the 35-yard line with that penalty. Strong going to be approaching again to get this one underway. He does kick it. It's a pooch kick to the right side. Rolls out of bounds around the Sail Creek 21. They'll probably accept this kicking penalty and take the ball at their own 35 to start this ball game.
Not really the start these Bulldogs wanted here, Daniel. Two penalties in a row to start off this game. I'm looking forward to seeing what this new style of defense that Coach Johnson has installed this week is going to look like. You gave us the starting lineups, got some new guys up front. Big 74 looks pretty good size, even though from our vantage point he's a long way away.
Jonathan Maynard, a junior in there. Let me see if I've got a listing on his size on the roster. It says he's 6'1", 275 pounds, getting his first ever start. As a varsity member of this Bulldog football team, he's a good run stopper in there. I don't expect a lot of upfield rush out of him, but he should shut down that A-gap on his side of the football. Sail Creek opened last year's game at John Teeples Field with a long 14-play drive. They did not get points on it. We'll see what they do tonight as they now approach the line for the first time. Lost internet connection. Now, I think we may or may not have lost internet. We're going to keep rolling anyway. We've got a double wing set for Sale Creek, running back behind the quarterback. The quarterback is Tanner Harvey, and he throws deep to open this ball game up, and it's incomplete. He was targeting Austin Ritter. That's our roster. Hunter Story, a senior wideout. This is the sixth year that Sale Creek has a varsity football team. They do have a full team of members and some experience now. Their head coach, Ron Cox, down here trying to build a program at his Northern Hamilton County School. Second 10 after the incomplete pass. The Panthers going to approach the line again. It does rest at their own 40 rather than where I thought they would start off at the 35. So the Panther 40 is where this drive started. Hand off to fullback, and he stuck hard, taken down by Wesley Walker along with other Bulldogs. I do see new inside linebacker Wesley Walker in on the tackle. The ball carrier was number 88, Cody DeFore, another senior for the Panthers. Looks like the seniors have some upperclassmen, Thomas.
I think so. You know, that was the big run stopper in the middle we talked about at kickoff there, getting his first start, stopping it up right there for Walker to come in and clean it up.
Third and seven. After a gain of three, the ball rested the Panther 43. Harvey in the gun, gets a snap, quick screen to the right. The ball is caught by the wideout. That is Story on the reception. He does not have enough for the first down, though. It will set up fourth and two for the Panthers here early in this one. Call it fourth and three as the ball rests at the Sale Creek 47. Thomas, who was the tackler for the Dogs?
That was Mason Sharp coming from that linebacker spot. Good play by Mason. That play looked like it had a chance for just a minute, and then Mason kind of closed the gap and then had some help, brought him down short of the first down. But it looks like Sale Creek may gamble here early on at midfield.
Well, they converted three fourth down attempts on their opening drive last year. We'll see tonight as they call a timeout. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout here on the Horizon Sports Network. It's 0-0, 10:37 left in the first.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. We're back here. Sale Creek got it. Fourth and three. Going to go for it from their own 47-yard line. Harvey in the gun and running back behind him. A wide receiver in motion right and left. Giving off the fullback. He'll be hit and stopped short by a host of Bulldogs. Keep your eyes on that pile, Thomas. Maybe we can decipher who the main tackler was. I see Hayden Cherry, the senior. No, that's Wade Coons, the freshman, coming out of there.
Coons bowed up right in the middle, just like you'd like to see it happen on a fourth and short, Daniel. And then Dalton Goad come around and cleaned it up. That's the type of run stopping we've got to have in every game, but especially on a big fourth down play. Momentum on the side of the Bulldogs here.
They take over at the Sale Creek 47-yard line, very close to points. Ashlock in the gun, Markham behind him. Markham steps up to Ashlock's left hip, two wideouts to the left. Quick screen out to B.J. Emerton, whistles. Whoa, offensive penalty going to be called against Clay County. We've had more than our share of those in the last couple of contests ever since we've had a change of offensive style. We love the change here on the Horizon Sports Network. Coach Jake Johnson really opening up the offense, using a short passing game, moving Markham around. However, we've been heavily penalized and have yet to completely straighten out some of the woes on that side of the ball with our procedures. After the penalty, it's 1st and 15. Clay County back on their own side of the field now at the Bulldog 48. 9:56 is the clock stopped on that penalty. Tight end Hayden Cherry and White Burks the wing to the right side. Emerton and Burchett split wide to the left. Markham and Ashok's left hip. First carry for Markham. He comes down right side, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. Puts on a move. 25, up to the 20. He'll be, no, he's not taken out of bounds. Touchdown, Jared Markham. His first carry of the game last year against the Panthers was an 87-yard score. On this one, he has a 52-yarder on his first touch. Just a beautiful run, Thomas.
It was, and tight rope the sideline for about the final 10 yards of that run. That's the explosive plays I was talking about in the keys of the game, what we were going to see tonight, and we saw it right off the bat from the senior, Jared Markham, doing what he does. We've seen him take it 81 yards a couple of weeks ago. Just the burst he has and the running ability, just quite impressive here on Finley, on the stadium field here.
Clay County has it going for two. Ashok under center. Handoff this time to the fullback, Mason Sharp, who's in. He's going to be – no, he gets in. Started to call him. Stopped short of the goal line. The signal's there. Mason Sharp, the ball carrier. I believe it was Sharp. Do you agree, Thomas? Thomas nods in agreement. So Clay County has an early 8-0 lead here at Finley Stadium against the Sail Creek Panthers. They had a one-play scoring drive right then that lasted every bit of about 27 seconds. And Coach Edwards will take us to our first official break here.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
We return here. Thomas, talk about that big play of Mark.
Well, it started up front right there. I think it was going to be a buck sweep where he took it off tackle, but we sealed and washed down that outside corner so well. Markham had a head start, had it to the 35-yard line probably before any Panther got close, and then he just did what Markham does and took it to the house, Daniel.
Strong kicks off. Ball rolls all the way back to the Sail Creek 1 yard line where it's going to be picked up by number one, Chase Burton. He hands it off to a teammate, and I believe his forward progress is going to be called down at the 1 yard line. The progress of the Bulldog tacklers that hit him carried him into the end zone. Clay County players was hopeful of a safety there, but forward progress will be granted, and that ball actually will not be at the 1. It will be at the Panther 3.
Great coverage right there by the Bulldogs on special team. I think that was Zach Valentine getting down and making that stop, just like you say, just outside the end zone, Daniel.
Sail Creek in a dangerous place here. This new 40 front of Clay County, Maynard, Gold, Strong, and Coons up front. Going to try to put a push and get the Panthers back in their own end zone. Three wideouts to the right for Sail Creek, tight end left, quarterback, and a tailback in the gun. Ball snapped, hand off to running back. He's going nowhere, right into the teeth of that defense. I guess we'll have to give credit perhaps to Goad. They ran to his side, and he collapsed on it. The defensive tackle on that side was Wade Coons. You know that he was involved. Hard to tell when Clay County's gang tackling like that who was actually the official tackler.
I agree with you, Daniel. It's that front three now, I think, in this, or is it a 4-4, 4-man front up there?
Yeah, 4-3, yeah.
Just no push from the Panther offensive line right now. That penetration we talked about, they can't stop it.
Run of one officially for the Panthers, 2nd and 9. They have it at their own 5 now. Harvey, the quarterback, in the gun, wing back to either side, wide out to the right, fullback behind Harvey. Little tall sweep to Burton around right side. He tries to get the edge. Cannot, as White Burks flew up from his safety position and made that stop. I'm having to squint my eyes. As we mentioned already, we're high atop Finley Stadium here. And just a beautiful vantage point to call a game from is Burton picked up one to set up 3rd and 8. And White Burks did fly to that visiting sideline office to us and make a nice tackle there.
He did, a man of my own heart, Daniel. I love seeing those safeties come up, and Burks did it with speed, and he did it with abandon. Almost dropped him for a loss on that one.
3rd and 7, possible passing scenario for the Panthers. 3 wide to the left, a tight end to the right. Harvey and Burton in the backfield. Shotgun snaps there. Burton has it quick screen out to Story. Story cuts up field, meets a host of dogs. Mason Sharp there among them, along with others. He'll be taken down very close to first down yardage. However, he will be short, and we see the punt team go on for Sail Creek here. 822 and ticking. Clay County leads 8-9.
You know, Daniel, that again, the quick passing game of the Panthers, that one had a chance. You know, it had Carson Sharp out here playing corner. He was playing way off, about 15 yards. I think maybe if that Panther receiver took it straight up vertical instead of angling in on that slant after he caught the ball, he could have had a chance to pick up the first down there.
Very well could have. As you say, Carson Sharp, the younger brother Mason, on playing. First game we've seen him with action in a while. Punts away clean. It's going to be fair caught by Emerton. He must have, but falls on it safely. Clay County going to take over at their Sail Creek 41, and we see a flag dropped onto the field, perhaps a late hit penalty against Sail Creek. The fair catch was called. Emerton dropped it, fell on it, and after he was already laying on the ground, Coach Edwards, we saw Panther come in, kind of belly flop onto him.
Well, that's what happened. Not sure what number it was, but I don't think it was anything malicious. He just going after the ball and just looked bad from the referee's line of sight.
I think you're right. That was just a ball on the ground, even though Emerton had already recovered it. The Panther just trying to do his job and get to the loose ball, but unfortunate that they got the penalty there.
This will be stepped off in favor of Clay County. It's going to take it with each step closer to that Panther end zone. Clay County already leading 8-9, 7:46 remaining here in the opening quarter. Now the ball spotted at the Sail Creek 26-yard line, where Jake Ashlock and his Bulldog teammates will have it first and 10. Two wide to the right, that's going to be Burchett and Emberton. Cherry the tight end and Burks a wing back to the left. Markham behind Ashlock in the gun. Emberton comes across in motion. Shovel pass to him. He might score here. 25, 20, 15, 10. Breaks a tackle. 5, touchdown. B.J. Emberton chalk it up officially as a passing touchdown. I'll describe it to you quickly. Emberton came in motion from right to left. It's what we used to call a jet sweep, essentially, when that was helping coach some. But rather than hand it off to Emberton, Ashlock does a little forward toss of about 2, 3, 4 feet to him. It is a forward pass. He caught it, went around the left end, and run into the end zone. So Clay County up 14-0 after Emberton with his first reception touchdown of the night.
You know, Daniel, there's a reason why they do run that as a shovel pass. You know, of course, if it falls to the ground, it wouldn't be a fumble. It'd be an incomplete pass. So not a bad look from Coach Johnson, as the PAT is good, Daniel.
And I'm not sure who kicked it. I guess Zach Strong. I see him trotting off amongst them. The first time in my memory since Jake Johnson took over in the Republic game in week 3 that Clay County has kicked a PAT after a touchdown. They do have a 15-0 lead here over the Sail Creek Panthers, 7:36 remaining in the first quarter.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We return here to Finley Stadium in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We hope you're out there listening to us tonight and enjoying the broadcast. Clay County does lead 15-0. I think we had some technical difficulty perhaps during our pregame show. If you missed some of that, please go back and listen to it. Sometimes simply, Thomas, with internet, you've got to refresh a page. I know that happens to us sometimes when we're trying to stream different college football games over the net. And that's just something you've got to do. On this kickoff, he's going to be tackled at the 35-yard line, Mason Sharp, number 33, the junior linebacker, the tackler for Clay County. Decent little return for the Sail Creek player. He got it back up about 15 yards from where he originally caught it, and it does rest at the Panthers' 36-yard line where they'll start this drive.
Great start here for the Bulldogs tonight as they're doing exactly what we expected. Got off the bus, scored on their first two plays from scrimmage on their first two possessions, Daniel. And I tell you, somebody else is off to a good start, and that's the Lady Bulldog volleyball team. They're hosting the district tournament tonight, and they won their first contest, awaiting the winner of the next semifinal at 8 o'clock there at Clay County High School to play for the district championship.
Sounds great as we see Hayden Cherry, accompanied by Wade Coons, come up with a sack. We'll have to see if it's lost yardage. closely watching that down marker across the field to see if it moves. No gain for the Panthers. No sack. Just a tackle for Hayden Cherry. Nice to see him back involved defensively. I don't know that we called his name a lot last week over at Joe Burns. Hopefully we'll call it a lot more tonight. Second 10 for the Panthers. A wing to either side. Wide out to the left. Fullback behind Harvey. Back in motion, right and left. Toss sweep to him. I think it's going to be Burton on the carry. He's got a great gain. He's across the 50 at the 40. Tackle by Emberton, and it's a horse collar. Didn't have a great vantage point. You disagreed with one of those calls a week or so ago, Thomas. I believe I might disagree with that one. Yep, that is the call. I think it will be a horse collar against Emberton. He does get credit with the tackle there.
You know, Emberton's a great athlete, but... Actually got a hold on Sell Creek, Daniel. This
okay,
is coming
that
back.
That makes more sense. No wonder I disagreed. I said it was a horse collar, and it was not. Coach, did you see the carrier, the number of the Panther on that carrier? I called it to be Burton. I don't know if that's true.
I think it was 15.
It was number 15, Will Roberts, the sophomore on that.
Biggest play from scrimmage for the Panthers right there, Daniel. Kicked our end out on this outside. You don't see that happen to us a whole lot. Cut it up inside him and had a lot of green grass in front of him there before Emerton pulled him down to the sideline. Fortunate we got that holding call.
Certainly so. Ball rests now directly at midfield. 50-yard line, first and 10 for Sale Creek. Harvey in the gun, wing back to either side. Harvey looking to pass. It's a double move. Actually, a swing pass out of the backfield, incomplete. He was targeting Cody DeFore, the senior. Incomplete. Good pressure provided there by senior Zach Strong.
It was a double move on the outside out here. The sophomore, Jacob Burnett, had good tight coverage, didn't take the bait. Quarterback had to check it down just out of his reach there. And Zach Strong came from that interior out there and made an immediate tackle, so it wouldn't have mattered if he caught that one or not, Daniel.
Second and 10. Same double wing set for the Panthers. Harvey in the gun, a fullback behind him. Brings the wing back in motion. That back is Will Roberts. Toss sleeve to him around right side. Same play they ran a few moments ago. This one's going nowhere, though. Tackle was made by Hayden Cherry along with other Bulldogs.
I like the way this Bulldog defense is playing here tonight. They're playing at the line of scrimmage. You know, we've seen so much making tackles 5 yards downfield, so on and so forth. I know Sail Creek is not necessarily the type of opponent we're used to seeing in the last few weeks, but the Dogs aren't playing down to the competition. They brought it tonight, and I like what I'm seeing from them, Daniel.
I do, too. Third and 10 now. Ball does set directly at midfield. Harvey stays in the gun, double wing set, wide out to the right, fullback directly behind him. Brings the back in motion from right to left. Faked off sweep to Burton, handed off back underneath.
And Hayden Cherry is the one that's come to play. Little counter play there. Cherry almost took the handoff on that one, Daniel. What a play by the senior.
He certainly had penetration deep in that Panther backfield, and I couldn't even finish the call. I looked at my roster and looked back up, and Cherry already had him on the ground. It was Will Roberts, the sophomore, on the carry. He's got pretty good speed. He is the one that had the 20 to 30 yard gain that the holding penalty was called on. And Sale Creek gonna have to punt now after that big loss of 5 yards on the tackle for loss for Hayden Cherry. It does set at the Panther 45, and they lined up in their offense on 4th and 15. They trail by 15 points. They may feel like they've got to convert here, and here it is. Harvey looking to pass on 4th and 15. He's going to scramble. He might get away. He's under pressure from Cherry. He gets the ball away. It is thrown and caught by number 10, Hunter Story. His wide out there, he'll be tackled by Jacob Burnett, the sophomore. So what almost ended up being a Hayden Cherry sack ends up being apparently a first down for the Panthers. However, Coach Edwards is motioning my attention to a flag laying at the 45-yard line back at the original line of scrimmage. A lot of times when a quarterback scrambles, offensive linemen have trouble not holding on those plays.
That's true. Just a classic scramble drill right there. You know, Burnett had great coverage down the field. The quarterback extended the play. Did a nice job, Daniel. Kind of put that one up for grabs, but his receiver was aware enough to go up and get it. We'll have to see what this flag's going to be.
A lot of strange penalties we saw at Joe Burns last week. Officials had trouble sorting some of it out. We had over a minute of delay at times and didn't take much time to sort this one out. I'm not familiar with those hand signals from the white hat.
I think he may have been beyond the line of scrimmage when he passed the ball there, Daniel, and I think that's what got us a loss of down penalty, so it would be Bulldog football.
It certainly seems that way. Clay County going to take over first and 10. Another short field for them. The ball sets at the Sale Creek 41-yard line. Clay County very close to points again without even running a play. 4:19 on this first quarter clock. Clay County does lead 15-0. Ashok under center, handoff to White Burks. He cuts north and south. Picks up several. Going to advance all the way up to the Panther 33-yard line where he'll be taken down. It did originate at the Panther 41. So pickup of 8 for Burks, second and 2. Ashlock quickly breaking huddle, bringing his team to the line. Emerton split wide out to the right. We're back in our double wing set. Sharp at fullback. Toss sweep to Carson Sharp, getting his first carry of the night. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, but no more. And a flag flies as Sharp was tackled out of bounds. The first down run to Burks, picking up 8, set up that second and 2. We'll have to see what this penalty is, holding against Clay County. Both teams have had several infractions here in the last few minutes of gameplay. Clay County will replay second down after this 10-yard holding penalty is assessed. It advances them back to the Panther 44-yard line where they'll have it 3 yards deeper than their original spot of this drive. Ashlock back to the gun. Emerton and Burgett split wide to the left. Ashlock has it, targets Emerton, quick screen to the left, cannot catch it. Hit BJ in the hands, he dropped the pass. Third and 13, Clay County.
You know, we've seen some good things, 2 plays on offense, 2 touchdowns, but we've also seen these miscues, Daniel, the penalties. You don't want to see that in a game like this. You're giving the Panthers a little life with these penalties, and also Emerton on the outside. Just kind of squeezed that one, and he had a chance for quite a bit of yardage on the run after catch. Just couldn't quite pull it off.
3:26 on the first quarter clock. Ashok under center, fake to Markham. Here we are passing under pressure from a Panther, and we have found Mason Sharp in the left flat. He has the first down and more all the way up to around the 21-yard line where he'll be taken down. Another scramble drill there executed this time by the Bulldogs. Ashok had to break pocket, rolled to his right. Mason Sharp, after blocking on the left edge, wisely curled up there in the flat. He was wide open. Ashok found him, and the two juniors hook up for a Clay County first down. They're going to have it first and 10 at the Panther 21.
I think they were trying to set up a middle screen in there. Sharp went up in the – you saw B.J. Emerton run out the outside receiver trying to set up the screen. Ashlock scrambled enough to let Sharp clear and got it to him.
Ashlock in the gun. Little shovel pass forward to White Burks. He runs into one of his offensive linemen, and now several Panthers run into him. Perhaps a pickup of 3 as I see the official spotting the ball at the Panther 18-yard line. Pickup of, I guess, 2. Yes, pickup of 2 for Ashlock and Burks on the shovel pass, setting up 2nd and 8. 2:24 and ticking here. Clay County leads 15-0 here in the opening quarter of this battle at Finley Stadium in Chattanooga, Tennessee. 2 wideouts to the right for Clay County. Actually, 1 wideout to either side, 1 wing to either side. Now Markham comes in motion. He likes to run a wheel route off this. However, this time a toss sweep to Sharp to right side. He's at the 10, the 5, barrels his way into the end zone. Give him 6. Mason Sharp getting his 3rd rushing touchdown now in 2 weeks' time, and he's becoming a staple there at that fullback position. We really missed John Copeland when he went out. Sharp's come in after about 2 games of kind of doing it by rotation. Sharp's taken over that spot.
He has, and the same play he broke that 44-yarder on against Joe Burns. It turns into an overload once you get the shift on the outside. Too many blockers for the Panthers on the edge, and Sharp took advantage with the score.
This time on the PAT attempt, senior Zach Strong cannot convert. Ball was very low, barely cleared the offensive line. And after that missed conversion, Clay County has a 21-0 lead here over Sale Creek, 1:58 left in the first quarter.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint. It will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
We return here where Sale Creek is in the midst of returning a kickoff attempt. Pretty good return by the Panthers. They get it back up to their own 32-yard line, and there they're going to have it. Thomas, I heard you with some sound effects over there. Apparently a good hit by the Bulldogs.
It was, and I think that was the freshman Colby Bowes kind of shot out of a cannon right there. Big hit on the kickoff right there from the freshman.
Ball rest at the Panthers 33. As we mentioned earlier, Sale Creek came to Salina last year, did a nice job with some offensive drives. They showed signs of life here doing that early in this one. However, penalties and some other things kind of held them at bay. We'll see what the Panthers get going here as Clay County has an early three-possession lead, 21-9. As we said, this drive does start first and 10 for Sale Creek from their own 33-yard line. Reverse in the backfield, the receiver taken down. Dalton Goad, tackle for loss.
Can't fool that man, Daniel. Like you say, a little toss sweep to the near sideline. The receiver came in motion, picked it up going the other way. Dalton Goad sitting there waiting on him. I'd hate to come around the corner and see him standing there.
I agree with that. Second and around 18 as the ball now sets at the Panther 25-yard line. If you missed the Carquest pregame show, we announced the 1955 team that undefeated regular season, 9-0, went on to lose in the second annual Tobacco Bowl to Madison. They were the third team on our Horizon Sports Network power rankings. Another underneath counter handoff to number 15 for the Panthers. He gets good yardage, picks up most of the loss on the initial reverse. He gets up past the Panther 35 to get it to the Sale Creek 36-yard line, where they're going to have it a manageable 3rd-and-7 after that huge first-down loss.
You know, that's taking a page out of Clay County's old book out of the wing tee. We're used to seeing Burks take that counter up the middle. The Panthers doing a great job on that counter off the action of the fake of the sweep around to the outside. Good run, best play of the night so far for the Panthers.
Carrier was the sophomore, Will Roberts. Once again, Roberts comes in motion, faked him this time. Tanner Harvey, the quarterback, looks to pass. He's under pressure from Goad, escapes that pressure, balls away, incomplete. Goad ended up getting a pretty good hit in on Harvey as they went out of bounds. It looks to be clean, though. 4th-and-7, Panthers.
I think so. The speed of the sophomore is unbelievable for his size, Daniel. We talked about the sack numbers he's already put up this season, really close to another one there. You don't want to see Dalton go when you look up in your own backfield.
Certainly not. I like to look up and see him in the opponent's backfield, but I know those quarterbacks for the opposition do not. Well, Sale Creek's been made a habit of going for it on 4th down here. They are down 21-0 at this point. We'll see what they do. It does look like the offense is on the field. Nothing to lose for the Panthers. They're 2-3. They know if they want to get to 3-3, they're going to have to convert big plays like this. Ball snapped. Harvey hands it off underneath, and they're going to get that first down again. It's handed off to Roberts. He crosses the 50. Now he's at the Bulldog 40, down to the Bulldog 32-yard line, where he's tackled by B.J. Emerson. Thomas, that is the bread and butter so far for the Panthers, and you kind of got the feeling that Clay County should have been expecting that brass.
I think so, and maybe a little inexperience on this new defense right here. You know, you got Maynard in the middle. That's your key right there on that counter. Maynard's got to stand his ground and be ready for it when it comes back underneath. He was nowhere to be seen. And I tell you what, that Panther running back's got some speed, knows what to do with it when he gets in the open field. Big play for Sale Creek right there.
I'm with Coach Jake Johnson. No, I thought he called a timeout. It's the end of one here at Finley Stadium. We couldn't even hear the buzzer here cooped up in this nice press box. Clay County does lead 21-0 here at the end of one. Sail Creek is threatening, though. Stay with us. Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
We return here for the first play of this second quarter. Sail Creek has it, the Bulldog 31, first and 10. Toss sweep, now a reverse, and it's a tackle for loss. Mason Sharp having no part of that. Panther ball carrier was Hunter Story, the wide receiver on that wideout reverse, and Mason Sharp not being fooled that time. Actually weren't fooled on that wide receiver reverse a few moments ago as we hit him for loss on that as well. It's that little counter back underneath that has been hurting Clay County. Second and about 20 after that huge loss. Second 19, we'll call it. Ball at the Bulldog 40. Panthers with a tight end and a wing to the left. A tight end, not a tight end, but a wide out and a wing to the right. Harvey gets the snap. Little handoff underneath. The number one ball carrier. He's at the 30. Tackled now there by Burgett. Maybe I can remember all these Panther names. That was Chase Burton. Burton, the senior, along with Will Roberts, the sophomore, been the main ball carriers for the Panthers tonight. They play the wingback positions.
Sail Creek putting a little drive together here, Daniel, on us. The senior there, again, running really hard. Burchett made a good play on the outside, shed a blocker, and made that tackle. Otherwise, he could have been in the end zone on that one.
10:40 and ticking here in the second quarter. Clay County leads 21-0. Ball rest in the Bulldog 29-yard line. 3rd and 8 for the Panthers. Double wing set, wide out to the right. Harvey in the gun. Motion from left to right. Toss sweep. Wide receiver reverse again. It's cut back underneath. No, it was not the reverse. Nice job faking it. They distracted me. Chase Burton kept it, but he was tackled by White Burks over on the edge for what appears to be a loss of 2, setting up 4th and 10 for the Panthers. Definitely the Panthers going to go for it here. They're actually in Bulldog territory. Only 31 points or 31 yards away from their first points of the night. However, it is 4th and 10 for them as they prepare to snap on the 8th play of this draft.
Sail Creek showing a little heart here, Daniel. You know, you'd think when you get down 21-0, but they got that big 4th down conversion, got a little confidence, and they're rolling.
4th down play, Harvey in the gun, ball snap. Harvey fakes, keeps it, looks to pass, ball's released. It is caught for a 1st down. My number 82, and I sound shocked and amazed. I thought, if anything, it would have been a Bulldog interception. However, I believe that receiver must have been Cody DeFore, number 88. For the Panthers, did a nice job concentrating on it. I guess he out-jumped our defender.
He did. And, that was Mason Sharp, step for step with the receiver there. Sharp had a chance at the ball, kind of just went right through his arms, and the Panther came down with it. I tell you, this Panther quarterback gives his receivers a chance on these throws, puts it out there, and it's paying off for him right now.
1st and 10 at the Bulldog 20 are the Panthers. Harvey in the gun. He has it, handoff underneath to Roberts, the sophomore. He's got 10 yards and more all the way up and inside the Bulldog 5, but a penalty flag is thrown. Likely an offensive hold or block in the back against the Panthers. And once again, we see the Panther running backs Especially Will Roberts. He's knifing through the interior of that Bulldog defense and getting positive yardage. However, these penalties keep hurting them.
Dude, Daniel, and I think that was the freshman Coons with tracking down that ball carrier, knew he was going to make the stop. The Panther grabbed him and held him on that one. But I tell you what, that counter play out of that wing is really killing us up the middle, Daniel. They're having some success with it, and they keep going back to the play, and I don't blame them.
9 minutes and ticking here in the second quarter. Clay County leads 21-0. We've seen scores from Markham, Sharp, and Emberton so far. They were all in the first quarter. First and 14 after the penalty. Harvey with it. It's going to be a quarterback run. No, it's not. A quarterback sack. Dalton Goh ties the single season all-time record. Nathan Strong back in 2003 recorded that tally. And here in the eighth ball game of his sophomore campaign, Dalton Goh equals him with 12. Could break him on the next play. We just don't know.
He could. And I tell you what, Dalton Goh's kind of changed his game a little bit, Daniel. He's playing that nose guard position in the beginning of his career, getting it with penetration. He got it with good play right there. Stayed at home, shed his blocker, made the tackle on the quarterback behind the line of scrimmage. Another sack for the sophomore, Dalton Goh.
Second and 15 for the Panthers. Harvey in the gun. Penalty for them as they signaled motion. Did Harvey call for his wingback to go in motion? Only problem was both wingbacks went in motion, and you can't do that in high school football. It will be coming back against the Panthers, setting up third and approximately 20 for them. They've converted on big third and longs and big fourth and longs. I'm sure they're not dismayed with their present situation of being third and 20.
They're not. And the Panthers are in scoring position. The big holding call.
Second and 20, rather.
And then Goad with a big negative play also. And Sail Creek's going backwards here. Just when you thought they had something going and we're going to put points on the board, Daniel.
7:59 left on the clock. It is stopped currently. Now it starts to tick. Panthers break huddle. Clay County has shifted to a 4-3 defense here in this ball game. A new wrinkle for them. They mixed it up on offense a couple weeks ago. Now they go up to the defensive side for changes. Harvey calls for the snap. Hand off to Roberts. He's going to be run down by Hayden Cherry from behind and Zach Strong from the front. Tackle for loss for the senior. Accompanying him, as I said, was senior inside linebacker Hayden Cherry.
Good job by Strong right there, just standing his ground. Again, shed the tackler, just stood there and waited, and then stood him up, Daniel, while Cherry finished him off.
Third and, let's see, 25. Third and 25 for Sail Creek. 7 minutes and ticking here at Finley Stadium. We're down here in Chattanooga, Tennessee tonight. Beautiful stadium. Sail Creek plays all their home games here. Harvey in the gun. Brings Story in motion. Fake toss sweep to him. Don't go in the backfield. He misses him. No! Strong missed him. Goh got him. 13 sacks on the season for Dalton Goh, 2 in this one. Thomas, you said in the defensive keys that they couldn't keep Goh, Strong, Coons, and Maynard out of the backfield, and it's living up to be true.
Well, we're seeing that just like you say, Daniel, and falling behind 21-0, that's put Sail Creek on their heels where they had to go to the air, and when you do that against this Bulldog front, you're in trouble when you got the penetration from those two. Coons, he does a good job at it too. You know, that, like you said, Strong had a beat on him. That gave Dalton Goh the chance to get that 13th sack.
6:10 and ticking. Sail Creek actually going to punt here as it's around 4th and 35. B.J. Emerson fire catches it at the Bulldog 10-yard line. Clay County going to take over for their first drive of the second quarter. We're almost exactly halfway done with the quarter. 6:02 is on the clock. Clay County going to be along 90 yards away. And if the offense can produce, somebody's apt to have a pretty good stat line here with this one. This is the first time they've taken over deep in their own territory. It may be the first time in their own territory at all. Their drives have started on the Sail Creek 47, the Panther 3. I guess that's the Panther 30, actually. The Panther 41, I apologize. and the Panthers are 41 again. So 90 yards to go this time. Markham gets it. Could he go all the way? He's at the 20. He's up to the 25. He is in the clear. Dodges a man. He's all the way up to the 40. Now midfield. He breaks a tackle. Stays in bounds. He's at the 30. It's a foot race. Markham's going to do it. A 90-yard touchdown run for Jared Markham. I believe he may have. Yes. They almost were going to say he stepped out at the 1. The officials go ahead, do the right thing. Give him the touchdown, a 90-yarder. He had an 87-yarder last year against the Panthers. He ups it by 3 tonight, folks. 90-yard touchdown, Jared Markham.
Unbelievable what the senior is doing this year with his explosive plays, and that was one of them again, Daniel. Maybe the longest of his career. I don't know. You may know it.
I think it's safe to say,
Jared Markham. I don't see any laundry on the field, do we, Coach? Just amazing from the senior. I tell you, he had three guys with a bead on him there. Two dove right at his feet, just kicked them out just enough, and then tightrope the sideline again, sprinted into the end zone. Touchdown, Jared Markham, in a big way.
A huge way indeed. 5:40 on the clock. Senior Zach Strong on to attempt the PAT. Snap, set, kicks away. Another low liner going to be knocked down by the Sail Creek Panthers. Clay County leads 27-0. Markham has two scores on the ground already and over 100 yards here in the first half of this one. Stay with us.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved ones to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
We return here. Clay County has a healthy 4-possession lead, 27-0. 5:40 remaining here in the second quarter, and Clay County has the opportunity with another scoring 2-point conversion to have their first mercy rule against an opponent this year. We're not there yet, though. Sail Creek has proved to be dangerous, and they're going to take over with pretty good field position. Bulldog tackler on that kickoff was Burchett, the sophomore, with a nice hit. Return man for the Panthers was Charlie Watson, a junior. He picked up 2 or 3 before Burchett took him to the ground. Sail Creek going to start at their own 41-yard line. Thomas, you mentioned the girls' volleyball team earlier. One more time, they beat Gordonsville in a semifinal, and they're waiting on?
Just got a text. I think Watertown advanced in the next semifinal. They're warming up now for the championship, the District 7A final tonight. You know, Watertown is the only 2 losses that the Lady Dogs have in conference this year. So looking for revenge tonight and a district championship.
Hopefully head coach Gary J. Strong and those 3 seniors for the volleyball team can take care of that tonight. Carry for number 1, Chase Burton. Tackle made by Wyatt Burks. Burks doing a nice job from his defensive position tonight. Tackle for loss, actually, for Burks. You don't see that for a safety a lot. I don't think I saw that wrong, though. I believe Burks was being aggressive and come up and made the tackle. We'll call it a loss of 2, moving the ball back to the Sail Creek 43-yard line.
That's 7th play for loss tonight for the Bulldog defense.
I said the 43. It started at the 39. It's now at the 37. Loss of 2 for Sail Creek. 2nd and 12. Harvey in the gun. Calls motion out of the backfield. Handoff to Roberts underneath. Nothing doing this time. Dalton Goad there along with others to help make the stop. Goad was chasing him from behind. And I think it's safe to say Zach Strong was there, Thomas, for the main tackle on that play.
You know, a great job by this Bulldog defense so far. They gave up a little bit on that last drive, but I tell you what, this has been the Jared Markham show again, Daniel. You said he did it last year. He's got two carries for 142 yards. That's a pretty decent average.
It certainly is. He had two carries in last year's game, two scores, about 121, as you mentioned during the break.
And I was muted. I apologize. He actually upped himself this year with that big 90-yarder. He outdid that 87-yard run. Harvey looks to pass, swing pass to the right, nothing doing. White Burks again, give him another. Came up and helmet-to-helmet contact. I'm glad that wasn't called. That was Roberts out there in the flat. Just a crushing blow dealt by Burks.
There's nothing better than that right there, Daniel. An aggressive, strong safety like White Burks is playing tonight. I tell you what, he's got some instincts. You know, that was a good play there to come up, but he made a tackle for loss two plays earlier. I really like the play of the junior now that he's moved to that safety or safety position, almost playing up like a linebacker in this wing T attack. And Sail Creek's going to punt.
Sail Creek is punting fourth and about 14, and the punter drops the ball safely, falls onto it. Clay County going to take over first and 10 with their best field position of the night. It's going to be at the Panther 17-yard line. Thomas, we're seeing a certain firiness tonight out of the Bulldogs, and as you mentioned earlier in the Carquest pregame show, this is the first contest in several that we've played that we're supposed to win, and doing a good job of that. But I just wonder a little if this newfound fire and identity can't be in a small way attributed to the three new assistant coaches that I see across the way. We saw two of them last week, and the third one's joined them. We've got all three members, all three senior members of that 1989 football team, Jason Narhead Hamilton, Bobby Tubby Kerr, and Stephen Arms across the way, helping Coach Jake Johnson and coach this Bulldog team. I don't know exactly what roles they are performing, but Coach Johnson's brought them into the fold, and they're pretty fiery guys that know a little bit about football. Maybe they've added a little bit of identity to this team.
Well, you got to credit Coach Johnson. You know, he came in two games into this season, and he's had to take a few weeks to build some things, and that includes building your staff. You know, he brought in Mark Hauser, a seasoned veteran. He's got some local guys helping him now. David Maxfield comes up and helps him, the two assistants he already had. So that's part of building a program, bringing in some of these old alumni who these young guys respect and look up to.
Sure.
You know, Coach Johnson can't have his eyes on all 30 players at the same time, and doing a great job. Glad to see those guys coming out and helping the program.
Clay County offense back on the field. They have it at the Panther 17, first and 10. Hand off to Markham this time. He's going to be taken down for a loss in the backfield. The Panthers seem to be a little bit frustrated that Markham hit him up for 90 yards and a touchdown in his last carry. They're going to make sure he goes backwards on this one. Loss of what we'll call 3 for Markham. Still has a pretty good average, though, Thomas.
Yeah, I don't think that'll hurt it too bad, Daniel. That'll drop him back to 139 yards on 3 carries.
Second and 13 for Markham and his Bulldog teammates. 2 wideouts to the right. Emerton comes in motion. Fake toss sweep to him. No, he did. Go ahead and do the little shovel pass action to Emerton. And Sail Creek having no part of that one. BJ's tackled for loss, Coach Edwards.
I think it's Sage Tiernan.
I'm sorry.
Tiernan wears number 11 and Emerton wears 21, so I understand that. We're used to Emerton coming across on that jet, but that was Tiernan. And Coach Johnson talked about the athletic ability of Sage and how he wanted to get him involved a little more in his first year as a Bulldog. We've seen a lot of players come out, and Tiernan's one of them.
Interest is high right now in Clay County High School for football. We're going to have it third and about 15 after the Tiernan loss of 2 on his pass reception, the second of his career. He had his first last week over at Joe Burns High School. Penalty markers on the field. Ashok had caught the shotgun snap, was looking to throw, and it's blow dead, an offensive infraction by Clay County. Minute 58 here on this second quarter clock. Clay County does lead 27-0. That backs the Bulldogs up to the Panther 27-yard line. 2 wideouts to the left. Looks from here like that is Tiernan along with Emberton. Ashlock with the snap. He's going to scramble. He's at the 30, gets up to the Panther 25 where he's taken down. And the ball's on the ground. There's a scrum for it. Coaching staff of Sail Creek signaling they have it. However, I don't see the officials on the field signaling that as we see Ashlock get up with the ball. Fourth and 17 for Clay County after Ashlock picks up a few of those lost penalty yards on the scramble. The ball does rest at the Panther 25. I don't know if Clay County came out, felt a little too comfortable here with this 27-0 lead, but this has been their worst possession so far of the game.
It has, and you saw them instead of kind of going north and south, you know, maybe try to get a little fancy down here in the red zone. We saw Markham go horizontal to the outside, saw Tiernan come across on the jet, both losing yardage, and then the penalty, Daniel, and that kind of put it out of reach here as Clay County calls a timeout. Coach Johnson wanting to get things settled down. Clay County leads 27-0 here with 52 seconds to go in the first half at Finley Stadium.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs.
We return here for what appears to be the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show with Coach Edwards' music he queued up, but we're not hardly there yet. 52 seconds remain here in the second quarter. Another offensive penalty against Clay County. We saw the double shift out of tight end and wing back, and obviously the offensive line jumped, and when we did that, it's 4th and 20 now. Ball rest at the Panther 30-yard line. Ashlock in the gun. Ball snap, rolls to his right, looks to pass, ball's away, caught by Burks. He's at the 20, up to the Panther 15. Now the 10, the 5, give him the touchdown. White Burks, I believe his first receiving touchdown of this season. I'm not for sure. He's not had many of that, right? He had a few rushing touchdowns, but Burks known as a dual threat in terms of receiving and rushing. He adds one off of the arm of Jake Ashlock. 33-9 with 41 seconds in the second, Thomas.
Good-looking play. There wasn't much pretty about that drive, but that was pretty right there. Roll out to the right. Ashlock did a good job. Everton and those guys on the outside run him off. Wide open was Wyatt Burks. And when he caught it, zigged and zagged and got in the end zone with a couple of moves from Burks there, Daniel.
PAT attempt coming for Clay County. It's not Zach Strong this time. I'm not. That's number 42, Jonathan Bowles. The sophomore looked a little nervous on his first attempt, had a stutter step. Pretty good-looking kick. Cleared the line, however, did not clear it over the upright. 41 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. 33-9, Clay County leads.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
If you
We return here to Finley Stadium, Clay County kicking off for what I think is the fifth time here in this first half, and that's a good thing if you're a Bulldog fan because that means we've scored a lot of touchdowns. Tackle made on this kickoff by number 89, Dalton Schrable, the senior transfer. Clay County does have a healthy 33-0 lead here at this point, 33 seconds remaining in the first half. We'll be doing the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here temporarily. Please stay with us for that. As we mentioned earlier during the Carquest pregame show, I want to come back to it. We did announce the 1955 Tobacco Bowl appearance team. That was the second consecutive Tobacco Bowl Salina appeared in. They were our number three team on the Horizon Sports Network power rankings. Hopefully, if you missed that, you can go back and listen to it on our archives link. Sail Creek has it first and 10. The ball rests at the Panthers' own 33-yard line. Harvey in the gun. Two lineouts to either side. Ball's away. It's intended for Story. They give him the catch. Story did a nice job going down to the turf for that one. Advances up to the Panther 39 where a timeout's taken. Let's go ahead and stay here and talk just a moment. In other Clay County sports action, we've talked about volleyball. Golfer B.J. Emberton, we've seen him score a touchdown earlier tonight. He's advanced to individual state play. I think he practices Monday and will play Tuesday and Wednesday during fall break down at, I forget the name of it, but it's in Manchester. It's a course down there. Same place that Dalton Strode played at last year. Dalton Strode almost advanced to two consecutive state tournament appearances in golf. However, he did fall out. He tied with a young man, had a play-in, a one-hole play-in, and couldn't get the better score there. But congratulations to Coach Amy Dodson and the golf team at Clay County High School. The team's season is over. We do have individual play going for BJ. During fall break here, his good place knocked him out of a few days of fall break vacation. That's the only downside of that. But good luck to BJ as we're about to resume play here. Second and four. Panthers have it. 23 seconds left in the second quarter. Empty backfield, three wide to the right, two to the left. Ball's away, almost intercepted by Carson Sharp, the sophomore. He got the start early in the season in the defensive backfield. Had some back spasms. Is that right, Coach Edwards? Is that what he was experiencing? Do you know?
Well, I really don't remember what the injury was. I know he missed the one game because he got two unsportsmanlikes, but not sure what the injury was.
I think it was back spasms. He had to do a little bit of physical therapy. Nice to see Carson back on the field. Good compliment to his brother Mason out there. Third and four, Panthers have it. 16 seconds on the clock. Three wide to the right, two to the left. Harvey in the gun, looks to pass, steps up. Sacked. Zach Strong along with Coons. Nice job by the front four for Clay County so far in this half. Strong getting the sack officially to end the first half as the clock runs out. Clay County leads 33-0 here against Sail Creek High School. Stay with us for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers various best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers.
If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-star program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place. Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit ampbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network at Finley Stadium on the campus of UT Chattanooga at downtown, just outside the Tennessee River over here, Coach. And what a first half from Clay County. We got 5 touchdowns. It's 33-0 here over Sail Creek. And the Dogs got off the bus and got started early, scored on their first 2 plays from scrimmage. Of course, that was on their first 2 possessions.
Yeah, no hangover from the long bus ride, that's for sure. He came out firing on all cylinders early.
And it started with the senior, Jared Markham, first play from scrimmage in this contest for Clay County, a 52-yard electric touchdown, and Mason Sharp tacked on the 2-point conversion to make it 8-0 with 9:43 left in the first quarter. And then Jake Ashlock to B.J. Emerton, a little shovel pass on the jet sweep. Emerton took it to the house from 26 yards out. 15-0 for Clay County, while Sail Creek just couldn't get anything going. Then put together a little drive. Jake Ashlock, Burks had a good run. Jake Ashlock hit Mason Sharp for 23 yards, and then Burks again for 2 more. And Mason Sharp with a 19-yard touchdown on that sweep. We saw him do it last week. We saw him do it again. Mason Sharp stepping up for this Bulldog team too, Coach.
Yeah, it's good to see Mason touching the ball and getting some opportunities there. He's a great athlete, good kid, you know, tough, hard-nosed kid, and, you know, he proved it on that run there, on that tall sweep. He broke 2 or 3 tackles getting in the end zone.
He did, 19 yards out, 21-0 with about 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. And then Sail Creek kind of put something together, as your stats will show, Coach. Had a couple of big runs on the counter play, got into Bulldog territory in scoring position. Had a holding call that brought one back, and then Dalton Goad went to work, had 2 sacks, I think, on that drive, and shut down Sail Creek. We got the ball back, and Jared Markham again. We got it back on our own 10-yard line, 1 play. Jared Markham's in the end zone, and what a run it was. I enjoyed listening to Daniel call that one, but I like watching it here at this great press box we're in even more, Coach.
Yeah, it was a great call there by the voice of the Bulldogs. We don't want to brag on him too much, but that was a good call on a great run by Jared Mark.
90 yards to the house, 27-0, 5:40 to go in the first half, and then the ensuing drive, we got it with a short field. Ashlock hit Burks from 30 yards out, give you your halftime score, 33-0. Rushing, Clay County has 7 carries for a total of 174 yards and 3 touchdowns. Markham, 3 carries, 139 yards and 2 touchdowns. Sharp, 2 carries, 22 yards, a touchdown, and a 2-point conversion. Burks had the 1 8-yard run, and Ashlock scrambled for 2 yards. Through the air, Ashlock's 5 for 6, been on target tonight, guys, for 79 yards and 2 touchdowns, the 1 to Emerton and the 1 to Burks to cap the first half here, for a total of 13 plays in the first half for 253 yards and 5 touchdowns. This Bulldog offense is rolling right now. Coach, I know you got some numbers on Sail Creek. Give us those.
Yeah, while the Bulldog offense is rolling, the Bulldog defense have been pretty stingy. Sail Creek, 20 plays or 20 rushes for a total of 26 yards. They're led by Will Roberts with 8 rushes for 37 of those. But there's a lot of negative yards in there as well. We'll get to that in a second. Through the air, quarterback Tanner Harvey is 5 of 9 for 21 yards and receiving 5 catches for 21 yards. again, they were led by Will Roberts. He had 2 catches for 5 yards total. I guess the most impressive stat to me here, as I look down, is like I said, Sail Creek ran 25 plays. 10 of those 25 resulted in negative yards because the Bulldog defense was in the backfield for 10 of those plays. So, penalty-wise, Clay, 6 penalties for 48 yards in the first half. Sail Creek, 4 penalties for 45 yards. So neither team playing really clean, but it's been a little sloppy. But, two teams competing, and, we like the way it's headed so far.
We do, and the only negative to that is that penalty yardage for Clay County. The only negative I've seen, and a big play has been the story here in the first half, as Clay County leads 33-0 over Sail Creek here in Chattanooga. Folks, stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
With Twin Lakes.
We'll return here. Just about to get ready for the kickoff of the third quarter here at Finley Stadium. Clay County going to be receiving it quickly. We've got some great news to share from back in Salina tonight. Thomas, I'll go to you for this.
Well, big showdown for the District 7A Championship in volleyball going on at Clay County High School. And the Lady Dogs come from behind to win the first game. And I think you got to win 3 out of 5, don't you, Coach, to win this championship?
That is correct, yes.
And got down early, rallied back, got close with Watertown, who they haven't beaten this year. Watertown's the favorite, and Clay County's one game up on them. They need two more to bring home the title.
A win here tonight that in the match play would assure that Clay hosts the region tournament next week.
Wow. So that's pretty big favor, yeah. Head coach Gary J. Strong there for the girls, and three seniors, Annie Watson, Kenzie Arms, and Taylor Strong, all doing a great job. Hope they hang on to win. We'll try to keep that coming to you. And we've not done a budget pest control scoreboard update tonight. We'll try to do that. Jared Markham here on the kickoff return. He picks it up around the 11-yard line at his own end of the field. Has a nice return. Dodges and dives a little, weaves and bobs, and gets up to the 31-yard line. About a 22-yard return for Markham there. Clay County going to take over at their own 36 to start this second half. They do have a 33-0 lead here over Sail Creek, 11:50 to go here in the third quarter. Clay County points on this drive would mean a continuous running clock until the deficit grew closer than 35. Again, Ashlock going to be in the gun to start it off. Wide out to either side of wing, neither side. Quick screen to Hayden Cherry, who is the wide out to the right. He's up to the 40-yard line. Crosses it now to the 45, nears midfield, but it'll be taken down after picking up first down yardage, though. Advancing the ball up to the Bulldog 47-yard line. Hayden getting involved on the offense. He was a big part of it. I guess over at Redbourn Springs in the second week of the season, if I'm not mistaken, 3 touchdown catches in that contest. Been kind of quiet since then. Transition of coaches, transition of offenses. Hayden getting back involved offensively here. 1st and 10, Clay County. The ball does rest at the Bulldog 47. Pickup of 11 for Ashlock and Cherry there. Ashlock again, quick screen out. This time to Emberton. Emberton has it at midfield, and he could go. No, there's a touchdown saving tackle made by the Panthers. He advances all the way up to the 35. That one, I believe, was snapped at the Bulldog 47. It goes into Panther territory to the 35. So pickup of 18 for Ashlock and Emberton for another Clay County first down. 2 plays, 2 first downs here in the third quarter. Under 11 minutes to play now. Clay County playing with tempo, playing quick, trying to get this clock running. Ashlock under center, double wing set. Emberton the wide out to the left. Markman motion left, right, hand off to him. And before he can go to the end zone with it, the whistles blow. Markham, I believe, might have had another good alley there. The offensive line tonight doing a good job for him. We never did bring the offensive starters to you, and I apologize to it. I'm not going to have it that way. We're going to do them right now. Subway starting lineup, offensive line left to right, even though it is the third quarter. Joseph Jolin, the senior left tackle. Dalton Goat, sophomore left guard. Seth Eads, the center. Freshman Wade Coons, right guard. Senior Zach Strong, right tackle. Tight end Hayden Cherry. Receivers B.J. Emberton and Jacob Burnett, along with Bryson Burchett. Fullback Mason Sharp. Running backs Markham and Burks. And also the quarterback, Jake Ashlock. That is the Subway starting lineup. On the offensive side of the ball, we still have offensive starters here. That play started after the penalty at the Panther 40. It was advanced up to be spotted at the Sail Creek 28-yard line. Pickup of 12. Who was the carrier, Thomas?
That's Jared Markham, and he was battling on that one, Daniel. Made contact early on in it and carried the defenders for about 8 yards of that 12.
Helmet came off. Markham goes to the sideline to set for one play. Ashlock under center, double wing set. It's going to be Kobe Bowles in at wing back, and he'll be tackled for a loss, maybe a rush of none. Definitely a loss. They're going to move the stick back. It was 2nd and around 3 or 4. Now it's going to be 3rd and 6. The ball sets at the Bulldog 31. We're going to call a loss of 3 on the play for Kobe Bowles. Markham now coming back in after he has his helmet readjusted and back on. Thomas, talk to me. I see you're confused over there. What's wrong?
Yeah, gaining 12 for Markham should have been a first down.
The penalty on first down.
I forgot about that.
It was 1st and 15.
2nd and 3.
Here we are. 3rd and 6. Fake to Markham. Thrown out and nearly intercepted by the Panthers. I think it hit the turf here at Finley Stadium, though. Yes, it will be 4th down. Incomplete pass for Ashlock. The ball sets at the Panther 31. 4th and 6 for Clay County. Miscommunication there on that pass play, I believe. Ashlock thought he was going to have a man out in the left flat. No one was there except that Panther defender. Luckily, it was not a Clay County turnover. Clay County has played flawlessly so far in terms of turnovers. None to this point after having 3 first-half interceptions on the road last week at Joe Burns, which played a big part in that loss. We lost 39-20. To go to 3-4 on the season, Clay County going to get to 4-4, hopefully hanging on here tonight, get to 500. Panthers jump off sides. Ashlock with a hard count. After the 5-yard penalty, it will be 4th and 1 for the Dogs. 9 minutes here in the third quarter. Coach Edwards, we did allude earlier to a trip you made to Terre Haute, Indiana. I believe yesterday you and your wife Gina saw your former All-star player Tyreek Key practicing for the Sycamores. I assume that he's doing well.
He's doing very good, Daniel. We can talk about that here as we go along, but he looked very comfortable yesterday in practice and very comfortable in offense and taking a bigger role, I think, this season into his sophomore campaign.
I know as Ashlock picks up the first down, I believe here, we'll check the spot. There's a quarterback sneak. Ashlock ran on 4th and 1. Yes, 1st down Clay County. The ball's advanced up to the Panther 24, we'll call it, for first and 10. Saw Roster on the way over here. You had brought home with you, and he was listed at 6'2", 201. Put on quite a bit of muscle since his time at Clay County High School. Really turned into a great-looking player for the Sycamores. His last shot goes under center here for first and 10. Hand off to Carson Sharp, and he's hit and dropped in the backfield for a loss. Sale Creek having their way right now in the trenches against Clay County, and as I scan the offensive line up front, I see no substitute. All starters still in the game for Clay County. Sale Creek has been fitful at times tonight on both sides of the ball, giving Clay County trouble, although Clay County does have that commanding 33-0 lead. 8:05 and ticking here in the third quarter. Second 14 after Carson Sharp's loss. The ball does set at the Panther 29. Toss sweep to the right. Mason Sharp gets the corner. He's at the 30, 25, runs over a man and out of bounds. Advancing up to the Panther 23. It will be third and 9 after Sharp's toss sweep. Not a lot of upperclassmen on that Sycamore team right now. Key gonna, as you mentioned, play a lot bigger role. Probably going to be a starting guard for them this year, is he not?
Well, I think that's the expectations, him along with Jordan Barnes and a couple of transfers. I think they're going to be really guard-heavy, playing a lot of guard play in the Missouri Valley. So he expects to get a lot of playing time and does expect to do big things. I think Coach Lansing also expects it from him.
Little flat pass now from Ashok to Mason Sharp, and Sharp's going to lower the shoulder, take it into the end zone for the touchdown from 23 yards out. They go up now 39-0. Apologize for getting a little sidetracked. We'll go back and still talk a little bit about our former Mr. Basketball player as we follow his college career. Coach Edwards, fortunately, keeping his close relationship with him, so we get a little insight sometimes as to how things are going up there in Terre Haute. 39-0 is the lead for Clay County, and on to attempt this extra point is the sophomore Jonathan Bowles. His second official attempt as a varsity player. Hopefully he'll get this one through. Snap, set, kicks away. It looks good. Sails wide right, though. Had plenty of distance, plenty of height, but no good. Clay County leads 39-0, 7:09 remaining in the third. We'll have a running clock when we come back here to Finley Stadium.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
We return here. We're in Clay County, set to kick off to Sale Creek. Zach Strong doing those duties. Ball's away. It'll be fielded by the Panthers' number one, Chase Burton, back at his own 15-yard line. He has a little bit of room. He's up to the 30-yard line and taken out of bounds by freshman Kobe Bowles. They'll have it there, first and 10. Looks like the ball will be spotted around the Panther 30. We'll have to check. Coach Edwards, Budget Pest Control scoreboard update, I hear you say.
Well, you know, we're the only football game going on around, the only high school game, so we've got some other things here for you. In 10 innings, the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Rockies in the NLDS game one. Top of the third, Dodgers lead the Braves 4-0. Second quarter, NFL game, Patriots 14, Colts 3. And college football, Houston 14, Tulsa 13. The second quarter, and Georgia State trails Troy 23-3 at halftime. Scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control, License to Kill.
6 minutes now left in the third quarter. Wesley Walker on the tackle there on the first down play for the Panthers. It was a pickup of 3 yards. First down originated at the Panther 23. It now rests at the South Creek 32, where they have it, 2nd and 7. Clay County with this running clock. The rest of this one's going to go pretty quickly. We've got exactly what we needed out of Clay County tonight. The boys have come in, took care of business. 2nd and 7 now. Harvey in the gun. Hand off to Burton. He tests the right side. Finds nothing except a host of Bulldogs. Little to no gain for Burton on the carry. Thomas, did you see a tackler?
Looks like the body style of Dalton Gold to me on that far sideline, and it is a big number 62 just grabbing and ripping him to the ground.
No gain on the play for the Panthers. Still 3rd and 7.
You know, quietly, we've talked about Markham's big night. Jake Ashlock is 8 for 10 for 136 yards and 3 touchdowns, guys. What a performance by the junior quarterback tonight.
A little bit of retribution for the 3 interceptions from last week. Nice to see the junior signal caller with that. Very talented young man. Still going to have him next year for a senior campaign. 3rd and 7, tall sweep to the left for Roberts of the Panthers, and he continues his fine running tonight. Advancing up, pickup of around 8 yards to the 40-yard line. That's going to be good enough for the Sail Creek first down. I'd be willing to say that of the Sail Creek first downs we've seen, which is probably 5 to 6, maybe Roberts has picked up the vast majority of those.
He's a good little athlete. We talked about his speed and him taking advantage of the holes he's had tonight. When this Bulldog front has given up a gap, he's taken advantage quickly, Daniel. Good-looking athlete for the Panthers.
They had a John Roberts last year on the roster, a senior, maybe his older brother. I'm not sure. Definitely a name that we called last year, though, that of Roberts. 1st and 10 for the Panthers. It rests on their own 40. Harvey directing his teammates. Almost looked like he's the Audubon changing the play, and he does go under center for the first time tonight. Quarterback keeper off left side, and he gets close to first down yardage before he's tackled by junior Wesley Walker. Fortunate for Walker that was not a penalty. It was a clean play. The tackle began right at the out-of-bounds lines. The momentum just carried him on 4 or 5 yards to the sideline, onto the ground. Pick up a 9 for Harvey on the quarterback keeper. His first positive rush of the night. He's been sacked a few times. I know his coach is going to have to tell us in the Dairy Queen postgame show coming up at the conclusion. But a pick up a 9 for him there.
Sail Creek got something going again, Daniel. And you're right, he audibled out of that one, saw something on this near sideline in the front, and just took it off tackle himself.
2 wings, 2 wideouts to the right, fullback behind Harvey, he's in the gun. Toss sweep to the right to Zeke Levi, and he'll be taken down for a loss by Wade Coons, along with Zach Strong and Mason Sharp there as well. I didn't see who the primary tackler was. All 3 involved on the play, though. Loss on that one to set up 3rd and 8 for Sail Creek. As we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, this is the 6th year that the Panthers have had a varsity football program. They've slowly improved and built up from nothing. This program, they're a North Hamilton County school. Lovely campus up there, but they play all their home football games here at Finley Stadium. That's where we're at tonight. If you don't hear any background noise, it's because there is none. We're up here high in the press box. Aaron snap quickly comes from the center. Harvey wasn't expecting it. Hit him in the stomach. It fell to the ground. He fell on top of it. So a loss of 3 on 3rd and 8 sets up 4th and 11 for Sail Creek.
You know, and I think early on, especially maybe on that Markham 90-yarder, we've got a decent little crowd that's come, Daniel, if you look down to our right here. Of course, it looks empty, as huge as Finley Stadium is, but I'd say they rose to their feet and made a little noise, even though we couldn't hear it, especially on that run.
That's right. 4th and 10. Going to punt now are the Panthers. Ball sets at their own 40. Kick is away. Pretty good punt. Emerton going to get away from it. It takes a nice Panther roll all the way down to the Bulldog 16-yard line, and that's where Clay County's going to take over. Guys, I'm curious about a volleyball update. Does anybody know anything out of Salina?
The last thing I had, Clay County was down 17-9 early in this second game. But, again, they fell behind early in the first game, made the comeback, so still got a chance in this one. Of course, it'd be even up at 1-1 if they lost this game. And plenty of time left at Clay County High School.
Best 3 out of 5 in a single game goes to a score of
25, I think, doesn't it, Coach?
It goes 25, rally point, which means there's a point on every serve. The fifth game, if it's tied 2-2 and it goes to a fifth game, that game only goes to 15.
Wow. Okay. I didn't have a clue. Very good program to, we have there at Salina, though, with the girls. Clay County takes over. As was said, ball at the Bulldog 16. Mason Sharp in at quarterback, hands off to his brother, Sharp to Sharp, and the younger Sharp's gonna be taken down for a loss. Penalty flag thrown from the defensive backfield area. And the side judge over on the sideline across the field from us here at Finley Stadium. I'm not sure what this one's gonna be.
You know, Daniel, back to the volleyball match. Clay County, by sweeping, they beat Gordonsville 3-0 in that semifinal. They've already advanced to the region tournament. Like to see them win the district championship, just like Coach said, so they can play it there at Clay County High School, though.
We have a quarter end here at Finley Stadium. Clay County has a big 39-0 lead heading into this fourth quarter. It'll go quickly with this running clock. We'll be back here after a few ads.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operations today.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
We're in the fourth quarter of this one in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Clay County leads 39-0. Carson Sharp had a carry on 1st and 15. Picked up, we'll call 2. And it looks like Watertown has won that second game, 25-10, as we get an update from Clay County High School. Hand off this time, I think, to Sharp again. And he gets positive yardage once again. He advances up to the Bulldog 14-yard line. It was 1st and 15 after that penalty that ended the third quarter. Now I see the stick saying 3rd and 10, so 5 yards picked up for Carson Sharp on the last 2 carries. You can call it 4 and 1, 2 and 3, however you want to. 5 yards and 2 carries. The junior Mason Sharp in, running backup quarterback. He's got a good arm. He could throw. 3rd and 10 here. And it's another handoff to Brother Carson. He'll be hit and taken down, but only after getting up to the Bulldog 19-yard line. His biggest carry of the night as he picks up around, I guess we'll say 4 there on that carry. 4th and 6 for Clay County. Joseph Jolin and the punt team going to come on and kick it away. Good call there by Coach Johnson to just run it on 3rd and long. You're up 39-9. You don't want to pass. Try to convert that 4th down. Nothing to be gained there. Nice call by him.
It is, and I think we see it's good to see Carson or Mason Sharp get a few snaps under center. You know, that's something coming into this season. No backup quarterback for the Dogs.
Jolin's punts away. It's going to be fielded my Panther, and immediately he's taking down my Wesley Walker, along with White Burks. Good field position, Forsell Creek, an uncharacteristically short punt for Joseph Joe, and he's known as a excellent punter. He probably averages 35 to 40 yards. That one didn't net hardly as much, though. And the Panthers take over first and 10 at the Bulldog 38. I'm going to pull out my Clay County roster here as we see some substitutes coming in on the defensive side of the ball. I see Carson Sharp at corner. I believe Zach Ballantyne at the other. Sage Tiernan at a safety. White Burke still on the field. Still go, Jerry. Still the starters up front. Timeout taken by Sail Creek here. We'll go ahead and play an ad on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County leads 39-0.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County leads 39-0, 9:08 remaining in the game. Thomas, what about those cheerleaders?
Well, those young ladies looking good tonight from our perspective. They got some pink pom-poms and a bow in their hair, probably maybe for some kind of cancer awareness.
Breast cancer awareness, yeah.
October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Those girls are led by seniors Elizabeth Spivey, Antrice Jones, Carly Craig, and Katie Thompson. Juniors Leanne Smith, Abigail Collins, Taylor Smith. Sophomores Maggie and Asta Weir. And freshmen Anna Ray Collins, Tamara Smith, Zoe Siever, and Haley Kirk. And, of course, longtime coaches Stephen and Lana Chipwood. We really appreciate what those girls do for Clay County sports.
Quarterback Harvey is sacked. I'm not sure who was the tackler on the play. Goad was around it. I don't want to credit him with one that he didn't have. We may have to go back to film for that one. He does have 13 on the season. Currently holds, to what our knowledge, is a single season record, 4 sacks. Loss of 5 on the play for the Panthers. 2nd and 15. Gonna have to go to film to check that sack. I have to remember. 4th quarter, early in the 4th. Panthers have it. Harvey in the gun. He rolls to the right, looks to pass, gonna turn it into a scramble, now puts the ball back up, throws it. Nearly intercepted by Carson Sharp. No, that's Dalton Schrable. He couldn't hang on though. Incomplete pass does not stop this running clock. Clay County with the healthy 39-0 lead. 3rd and 15 for the Panthers.
Good to see some of these reserves getting some action here. You're right, we don't see a whole lot of substitution up front. But I tell you what, Daniel, we're thin there. It's hard to get players when you in the ball game when you don't have them. Looks like we have a little substitution. Senior Zach Strong and Dalton Goad off the field now.
Sail Creek with it, 3rd and 15. Harvey in the gun, wing back to either side. Roberts in motion, fake toss sweep to him, handing off to Burton back underneath. Burton has got some room. He's at the 40, dodges. He's at the 35-30, 25-20, 15, and tackled by Joseph Jolin, who's in, playing on the defensive front. First down, Sail Creek. Big first down. For senior running back, Chase Burton, his biggest carry of the night, advancing the ball all the way down to the Bulldog 12-yard line. Sail Creek threatening to score here, 1st and 10, 12 yards away from points.
A lot of reserves here for Clay County right now up front. You got the roster there, number 8, that's the Bowles kid, I think.
Camden, yes, Camden Bowles in. I see Maynard still in there. We'll try to bring all these substitutions to you. Double wing set for the Panthers. Harvey has it. Handoff this time to Roberts underneath. He's back to the line of scrimmage, and he'll be stopped there by a host of Dogs leading the way. Was big number 74, Jonathan Maynard, who got the start tonight, the first of his career on the defensive line. we see a rotation on that defensive line is now Strong, Goad, and Coons come back on for the Bulldogs. Strong changes his mind, trots back off. 6'10 and ticking. Now Goad's leaving too. I guess the boys put themselves in. The coaches probably said, come back over here, guys. We'll have to see. Second and eight, Harvey in the gun, two wide outs to the left, wing back to either side. Calls for motion out of the backfield. They get it. Run around right side, tackle made there. My number 79, that's a new number. Tyler Harris, a freshman who joined a couple weeks into the season. However, penalty flag on the play. Five and a half minutes left and ticking. Blocking penalty against the Panthers. Clay County's going to accept it. Back them up. We'll go ahead and leave Harris with the tackle on the play. We won't take it away from him. Good stop by the freshman. First of his career.
Harris has got some good size out there, along with Bowles on that upper end. I mean, that's not a bad-looking front from here. I think maybe we've got Michael Herrera in at this left tackle also, Daniel.
Yep, you are correct. Harris, Herrera, Maynard, and Bowles. Sail Creek has it. Third and round, 25. Harvey looks to throw. Sprints out to the left. Releases. Ball cannot be caught by his tight end, Cody DeFore, who he was targeting there. Fourth and long for the Panthers. Honestly, Thomas, I was kind of hoping they'd get in the end zone here. They played hard. Their kids are deserving of some success here. We've been on the receiving end of a lot of games like this, and you know, you like to see even your competition have success along the way.
You do, and these kids show heart.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to get down early and then fight back, had a couple scoring opportunities. You know, they got some good athletes in the backfield. Just don't have enough up front to try to get it done. But when they've had some holes, they've took advantage, like we said. I'm with you, Daniel. It would have been nice to see the Panthers get a score, and they may here as they go to there.
They're going to get a fresh set of downs, I believe. I cannot believe pass interference was not called there. On fourth and a bunch, Harvey dropped back, released it downfield, and the Panther receiver was knocked down prior to the ball getting there by a Bulldog defensive back. No penalty flags come out, so Kenny going to take back over.
They are. That was Sage Tiernan on the coverage. I think they just got their legs tied up, tripped each other kind of, and went to the ground there, Daniel.
Well, that happened to me my sophomore year playing safety at Macon County High School, and they were satisfied it was pass interference. I tried to plead my case, but they didn't want to hear what I had to say.
Yeah, and you remember that one well, apparently.
Yeah, it's bothered me ever since. All right, here we go. Clay County back with it. They've got it at the 26-yard line. They're into the field. 3 minutes to play in this one. Looks like Ashlock back out at quarterback. He'll hand off to Kobe Bowles, the freshman. Bowles gets back to the line of scrimmage, possibly picks up one. We'll have to check the spot.
You know, Daniel, Clay County, like I said at halftime, got off the bus, came out, and did what they're supposed to do here. I like the attitude they play with, didn't play down to the competition, had some fire about them. We saw them build some confidence, and that's what a game like this should be about. Proud of the Bulldogs for what they've done here tonight.
Absolutely, absolutely. 2.5 minutes left to Ashlock with it. It's a handoff to Carson Sharp. He gets up to the Bulldog 30, where he'll be dropped short of the first down. Bowles picked up one on first and 10, so that was second and 9. Now it's advanced up to the Bulldog 31. We'll call a pickup of 4 for Carson Sharp, matching his longest run of the night. He's got 2 4-yard carries, several for loss. 3rd and 5, Ashlock under center, double wing set, handoff to Kobe Bowles around right side, and he'll be tackled for loss by number 12 for the Panthers. Let me go back to their roster. I have misplaced it. Well, I may need glasses. They don't have a number 12 on the roster. Good play by the Panther defender, though, setting up 4th and 7, loss of 1, loss of long 1, short 2. 4 bowls. Jelling back out to punt. 1.5 minutes to play. Clay County going to win this. It looks like a shutout perhaps tonight unless the punt returns run for a touchdown. Joe and awaiting a snap. Calls for it, gets it. Kick is away. Another short one by Jovan. Don't go as far. Gets a good Bulldog roll, though. Goes all the way back into Panther territory to be downed at the Panther 40-yard line where Sail Creek will take over. They may not even have time to run a play, though. We've got 1 minute and now ticking under here left in regulation, and it is a running clock. Yeah, as you mentioned, Thomas, you come down here. We've had three, actually four rough losses in a row. Monterey, well, Mountain Juliet Christian goes all the way back to week four. Mountain Juliet Christian, then Monterey, then East Robb, then Joe Burns. We had moments in all of them for certain players, sometimes for the whole team, that looked bright. I mentioned Monday morning after the 39-20 defeat to Joe Burns, to Coach Johnson, Coach, you know, wasn't all that bad of a game. He said, Coach Strong, I'm getting tired of, or Mr. Strong, I'm getting tired of these moral victories, though. I need a real win, and he's got one here tonight in Chattanooga. As we see the Panthers run it for one on 1st and 10, setting up 2nd and 9. We'll give that tackle to, who'd you give it to, Thomas?
Dakota McGee, I think, number 23.
I like it. The senior in playing. 2nd and 9 for the Panthers. They're trying to snap on the last play of the game. They do not get it off. Buzzer sounds here. Clay County going to be winners tonight over Sail Creek by the big score of 39-0. We're going to do the Dairy Queen postgame show, bring you all the final stats, all the scoring to talk about tonight. We'll bring you another Budget Pest Control scoreboard update, including an update from Clay County High School in that volleyball game. So stay with us for all that and more.
Coming up, the DQ postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Whether you're looking to satisfy your post-game hunger with one of their signature chicken strip baskets, a delicious grill burger, or just hoping to cool off your craving with a blizzard or classic treat like a hot fudge sundae, Salina Dairy Queen is your destination when the final buzzer sounds.
There's plenty of time for Clay County fans to stop in after the game because your local DQ is open late until 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And don't forget about breakfast the next day, starting bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats, the announcement of the TDS top player, and much more on the DQ Postgame Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelHollyLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. El Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here at Finley Stadium in Chattanooga, and Clay County has just defeated Sail Creek 39-0. Coach, good game for Clay County. They came off the bus and scored on their first two plays from scrimmage. Jerry Markham with a 52-yard touchdown. B.J. Emerton took one to the house from 26 yards out. And then Mason Sharp got in on the action with another good run, 21-0 before the end of the first quarter. And then they tacked on two more before the half to lead 33-0. And then Ashlock found Sharp for the final score late in the third quarter for your final 39-0. Big offensive night for Clay County. We talked about it being big plays, and that's what it was for Clay County tonight.
It was. It was a much-needed win, too, Thomas, after the four-game skid. And, we said showing moments in all four of those games, and then it just kind of all came together tonight, seemed like, especially early. The momentum started going our way, and we got some momentum and, finished off nicely.
And besides on the offensive side of the ball, I thought this team came to play defensively, offensively, all the way around. Just really looked good tonight. I liked their fire. They didn't play down to the competition. Came out and took care of business, Daniel, with 6 quick touchdowns and just kind of had their way with the Panthers.
They did. It is nice to see for them. They all needed it. We as fans needed it. Coach Johnson needed it and his staff. It's a great way to go into what's going to be a bye week. With that momentum, with a good feeling, and no injuries tonight.
That's right. And the biggest of those plays was Jared Markham's 90-yard touchdown. Got to talk about the big playability of Jared Markham, and that may be his biggest of his career.
He certainly likes playing against the Panthers. We said during our About a Bulldog History segment that last year against the Panthers, he rushed for 160 yards, and he topped that tonight, I do believe, and had 2 scores along the way. Jared, he's back to full health, and we really need that going into these last 2 big region matchups with the Pekin County Bobcats and Gordonsville Tigers.
Coach, you want to share a few stats for Sail Creek? I know they put together a couple drives, never got in the end zone, but showed a little fire themselves and played hard here tonight.
Well, they did. They had a few big plays too, 14, 16 yard chunks, but, really the negative yardage, added up for them. They ran the ball 30 times for 73 yards through the air, the 5 receptions for 22 yards. Quarterback Tanner Harvey was 5 of 12 for those 22 yards. Never punched it in the end zone. Sail Creek ran 35 plays from scrimmage, and of those 35 tonight, 14 of them were for a loss.
Wow.
So,
big showing by the Bulldog defense. Let's quickly run through some defensive stats, and we'll take a break and come back with the offense. That defense was led by 3 guys with 5 tackles, and that was Wesley Walker in his first start at linebacker, Mason Sharp playing in that linebacker position, and Wyatt Burks coming up from his safety position. all three of those guys played with some fire tonight and did really well. Leading the way, though, probably the sophomore Dalton Goad. I got him for 4 tackles and 2 sacks for sure. And we're going to go back and check the film on that, so another big night for him. Wade Coons, the freshman, had 2. Schrabel came in with 2 stops. Cherry, the senior, had 3. Emerton, 2. Burchett, 1. Colby Bowles, 2. Burnett had a couple. The senior Zach Strong had 2. Joseph Jolin, the senior, had 1. Maynard, in his first start, had a couple in the middle. Freshman Tyler Harris, 1. And the senior Dakota McGee, 1. Folks, stay with us here on the Dairy Queen postgame show as Clay County again wins 39-0 here at Finley Stadium over Sail Creek.
You're listening to the DQ postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Whether you're looking to satisfy your post-game hunger with one of their signature chicken strip baskets, a delicious grill burger, or just hoping to cool off your craving with a blizzard or classic treat like a hot fudge sundae, Salina Dairy Queen is your destination when the final buzzer sounds.
There's plenty of time for Clay County fans to stop in after the game because your local DQ is open late until 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And don't forget about breakfast the next day starting bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the DQ postgame show after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
We return here for the final time tonight on the Dairy Queen postgame show to Finley Stadium, where Clay County came on the road 135 miles southward and were victorious 39-0 over the Sail Creek Panthers. We're going to go ahead and go to Thomas here for our Clay County offensive stats.
Well, Jake Ashlock had a good night, very efficient, 8 for 10 in the air for 136 yards and the 3 touchdowns. Good night through the air. Receiving, B.J. Emerson had 2 catches for 44 yards and a touchdown. Mason Sharp, 2 catches for 46 yards and a touchdown. Wyatt Burks, 2 catches for 30 yards and a touchdown. The senior Cherry had 1 16-yarder, and Tiernan had a catch for -2. So good night through the air. Rushing overall, the Dogs were ran for 197 yards and 3 touchdowns on 18 carries. You add in the passing, at 28 plays for 333 yards and 6 touchdowns. So a big night on that side of the ball, just like we thought it would be, Daniel.
I like the diversity of it, too. We continued the establishment of a more diversified Bulldog offense, and that's great.
It is. Individually, on the ground, Mason Sharp had another good night. 3 carries for 28 yards, a touchdown, and a 2-point conversion. Wyatt Burks had an 8-yard carry. Carson Sharp had 5 carries for 10 total yards. Ashlock had a couple scrambles for 3 yards. The freshman, Colby Bowles had, 3 carries for -3 yards. And then you gotta talk about Jared Markham, Daniel. 4 carries, 151 yards, 2 touchdowns of the big play variety, a 52-yarder and a 90-yarder. And he brought this stadium to life with that 90-yarder. What a play by the senior, Jared Markham. A lot of big numbers from a lot of guys here tonight, Daniel. Your job's going to be tough.
Well, and he's referring to the choosing of the TDS top performer of tonight's game here on the Dairy Queen Post Game Show. And I guess we'll go ahead and do that. It was difficult. Thought about going with Dalton Gold. His 2 sacks tonight, at least 2, maybe 3, as we said, sent him to 13 on the season, new single-season record. Thought about going with Mason Sharp, 2 rushing touchdowns, first multiple rushing touchdown game of his career, I think. Or did he have 2 last week?
He had 2 rushing touchdowns last week.
That's
he had
2 rushing and 1 receiving. Well, okay, that's what it was. Ashlock, you know, 8 of 10, 3 touchdowns, a lot of great numbers, but, after some, decision making, went with Jared Markham, the senior running back, 4 carries, 151 yards, went up a 90 yarder, very impressive, the longest to date against Sail Creek. We've only played them twice. Prior to this, the longest was his 87 yarder last year. He increased with 3 on that. He had 38 yards per carry. And he came into tonight's game after 7 contests this year, just under 10 yards per carry. Well, guess what? That's going to bump him back up over 10 yards per carry. And that's just amazing. On around 80 carries this season, maybe a little more, he's getting very close to 1,000 yards, something that he's not done in his career. If he continues, he's going to end up as the third all-time leading rusher behind Gary Davis, number one, Jimmy Crancole, number two, and Markham's going to be at number 3, and already very close. Trey Richardson still holds it, I think, but Jared Markham is tonight's TDS top performer as he chases down that third place all-time rushing leader. And he's deserving of it. He's been a workhorse.
He is, and he's explosive. That's what we see when Jared Markham gets loose. He could take it to the house at any moment, Daniel, and he does it in so many different ways. You know, his runs include breaking tackles, they include juking and making somebody miss, and then they include speed on the end. He'll run away from people. It's just amazing what he can do in one play.
Several times this year we have seen him be consumed by 4 to 5 defenders, and he continued to push that pile. So just sheer power.
And all those other guys, they're going to have several chances to be a top performer. Jared's a senior. He's the leader of this team. He's the best player on this team right now.
I agree, and that's why he is tonight's TDS top performer. As always, that is brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Coach Edwards, the final budget pest control scoreboard update.
Well, as we said earlier, we're pretty much the only game in town. There are a few other football games, but none that that our listeners would be interested in, I don't believe. But some scores we might be interested in. NCAA football, Troy is on top of Georgia State, 23-6 in the fourth quarter. Tulsa trails Houston, 13-17 in the third quarter. The New England Patriots in the NFL game tonight, Thursday night football. Patriots up 24-3 over the Colts in the third quarter. In Major League Baseball, the playoffs have started this week. As I said earlier, the Brewers beat the Rockies in game one of the NLDS. And on the other side of the NLDS, the Braves trail the Dodgers 4-0 in the top of the fifth inning. Scoreboard updates brought to you by Budget Pest Control, your go-to critter getters.
One more thing to add to that update. We have some new information from Clay County High School. The girls volleyball team does currently trail 1-2 games against Watertown. They're in the fourth contest, the fourth game of that set, I guess it's called, and they currently trail by a score of 5-10 in that. Regardless of the outcome of this one, the girls do advance on to region play. And either of you guys know if that's something we've done in recent years?
I can't answer that, just to be honest with you. I know they've had some success. Maybe last year got to the region tournament, I think, Daniel.
Okay.
Watertown is, you know, I followed along with volleyball this year, got a daughter playing, so you kind of do that. Mm-hmm. And Watertown's the best team I've seen as we've traveled around. They're very tough, and the girls really stood up to come back in that first game. They give them all they got. Liable to see them again.
Absolutely. And not over. As far as we know, it's not done at Clay County High School. It is done here tonight on the Horizon Sports Network, though. Clay County wins this long road trip, 39-0. They have a week off, a bye week next week. We'll be back in 15 days to bring you live Bulldog football action from the Twin Lakes broadcast booth at John Teeples Field against the Pickett County Bobcats. If you can't make it out, tune in to us.